Hey everybody, thanks for listening. We just want to thank our patrons. Steve Ariza.
Zavarek.
Oi, Harkin.
Steven Vess.
Yaddle.
Chados.
Michael Davis.
James Burns.
Michael Drescher.
The amazing
Amanda Denon.
And Will. If you like what you hear, please consider supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/ragnardrock. That's patreon.com/ragnerdrock. Every donation really helps, so thank you.
We're recording.
Yeah, I know.
I think we were recording for a while.
No, we weren't yet.
Will had impressed it. I was watching. Will was just staring at the remote with his finger hovering over the record button, trying to figure out what to do.
I think the power's gone to his head already.
Yep.
Welcome to the Ragnarok Actual Play.
Thank you for saying it right.
Today we are playing Big Motherfucking Crab Truckers.
Or Big Mother Loving Crab Truckers if you're on iTunes.
Well, I mean, that's what it says.
Right.
But they all know what it is.
They all know what it means.
Chicken love.
I know it's been a long time since we've played.
It's been like 18 months.
18 months?
Give or take.
This is the third shipment, I believe, that we're going to call it. And, let's introduce our characters and remind it, and we have some, we have a new one, too.
And also remind our future selves who we are.
Yes, exactly.
I'm Ed. I'm going to be playing Remalad Rangoon, known as Remy. He is the Cajun negotiator of the group. He's a swashbuckling, cooking criminal. He's moved up north from the Big Easy with his brother to help his cousins with their truck business. Forget what his restaurant was called.
The Rue du Perdition.
Oh, the Rue du Perdition? The Rue du Perdition. I think that was your idea.
I hate myself for that, but it's fantastic, too.
Yeah. The Rue du Perdition. He has a restaurant in New Orleans called the Rue du Perdition, where crab is served prominently on the menu.
I want to go there.
Next up.
Yo, it's your boy Big Slice!
Yeah.
Big Slice in the hizzy!
How's the Man of War's going?
My lovely wife?
Does she have a name?
I don't think she was your wife.
Well,
she was just some girl you picked
time
up.
Time has passed.
So she's your wife now?
Well, we do have 30,000 kids.
Well, that's true.
That's a lot of mouths to feed.
Do they all have individual names?
Oh, I kind of stopped count. I stopped naming after, like, the first one.
You! Group.
You're Big Slice Junior! Right. And the rest!
You all, you're squirmies!
Did you just do it with a Finding Nemo way? Just like, this half is, like...
They'll sort it out. They'll figure it out.
So you're father to a small day. City.
Yeah.
I had a long day.
So, yeah, Big Slice, since he's got him married, because...
He's pulling quadruple shifts.
Yeah.
To feed his family.
That's a lot of mouths to feed.
On the plus side, they're really tiny mouths.
Yeah.
However, that doesn't stop him from having some fun on the road.
Oh,
yeah.
He's a player.
That's right, you are.
Does your wife give you a hall
not
pass when you're out on the road, or does she not know?
Yeah, she's good.
Okay.
We're swingers.
Oh.
As long as he leaves her, like, a jar of sperm that she can... She is undulated.
Because his wife's a jellyfish.
Yeah.
We left that part out.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're swingers.
Oh, God.
We're swingers.
We're starting.
You know, he's living his life. He's, annoying his older brother, Pincer. Inadvertently.
Always.
And, he's his two loves, fighting and fucking. That's, and helping the crab goddess.
Of course.
All right, I'm Alex, and I'm reprising my role as Po' Boy Rangoon. He's the driver of the group, so he's got drive, repair, and he's also knows shit, and he can navigate. He doesn't undulate. And he's just undulating.
In a jar of,
and our new character.
And hi, everybody. I am Ryan. I'm going to be playing Dirty Lyle. He is a hermit crab whose shell is made out of fused together police riot shields. And he's totally not a cop.
Nope.
Stop
nope.
asking about it.
So, unfortunately, James cannot be here today. Eric is us.
My brothers. That's right. Well. So, one of my brothers.
Our brother and one of your brothers.
Yeah. And Eric's on his hunt. Eric's character, Patty McRam, is on his honeymoon.
What? He got married?
Yeah.
To who?
To the girl he met at the end of the game the last time.
Oh. I didn't remember that happened.
Yeah, he did.
Been over a year, so.
Yeah. Well, they've been dating for a while. Good for them.
Yeah.
Who was the best man at his wedding? Was it Meyer or James? I mean, was it Meyer?
Big Slice.
It was Big Slice.
Are they honeymooning in the catfish skills?
Yes. Oh, God. And they're dancing away. The hard shell.
Soft shell shuffle, wasn't it?
Because he learned the hard shell hop in the last game.
We're in a cabiny-wabiny.
And James has been arrested for jaywalking.
How long a sentence?
About a week.
Oh, boy.
He jaywalks a lot. He gets arrested once a week. They just had to give him a week this time.
More like a felony. Can you just get paid a fine?
Yeah.
Misdemeanor. Felonies.
He didn't pay the fines.
Yeah, well, that's really what he's in there for. Failing the
scofflaw. They call it scofflaw.
And I apologize. I have a bad cough, so please bear with me.
No,
probably had a warning.
No,
and then fail it.
All right, so like you guys want, so you guys decided that you're starting this game off because it's taking a year later.
We're having a drink.
It's the last
job in honor of our cousin Frank.
Oh boy.
Who, and his big old blue dick.
Who 1 year ago hung himself because he could not come to terms with
his undying love.
His undying love for our cousin Pinsa Bubbleman.
May he rest in peace.
Pour one out.
You guys starting out.
We all pour one out.
Pinsa's never been the same man. He never used that big blue tag when he bought him.
It just goes to waste.
That's why we came down in the last game. Yeah. We wanted to see our cousin.
Yeah. That was the whole reason we came.
He takes it so hard on himself.
I was so proud of it the first time I saw it, and then every other time I saw from then on, it was just sad.
I mean, I know he's got a big blue dick now, but I think he's just blue all over.
That is just a tragedy.
Who the fuck are you?
Forgive me, gentlemen, I couldn't help but overhearing. My name is Dirty Lyle, and I came to find the Large Marge crew. I've heard tell.
Who's asking?
Dirty Lyle.
Dirty Lyle, I just said. And what's your name, then?
My name is Dirty Lyle, and I sure would be obliged if you would let me join your trucking crew, because I've always dreamed of being a trucker. I never quite got there myself.
There's only one rule that you have to follow if you want to be part of the Large Marge crew.
And that's you got to be family.
All right.
I was going to say that you got to be, you got to not be a cop.
Oh.
Well, family first and then no cop second.
I mean, obviously.
So there's two things you got to be. Family and then not a cop.
Large Marge is a family-run operation, sir.
Oh, well, one of the reasons I came to find you boys is because, actually, I am family.
What?
I'm your mother's brother's cousin's twice-removed sister's aunt's nephew.
Well, then get the fuck in here, boy!
What does that make in relation to...
Absolutely nothing.
It means that maybe we found a new love interest for our cousin.
Po' Boy grabs Dirty Lyle.
I didn't know we had a hurry crab.
Like, in a headlock.
In our
and, like,
family.
Brings him over.
Oh, yeah, that's... that's a mighty tight squeeze.
And see, now no one can call us racist. We got a hermit crab friend.
Yeah.
And as for the second thing, I'm not a cop.
Not a cop.
All right.
I wouldn't have to tell you if I was. That's not actually entrapment.
Wait a second. All right.
I'm pretty sure you would have to tell us if you were.
Oh.
That's good to know, because, you know, if you was a cop, we'd just probably have to kill you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Big Slice loves killing cops.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's like his favorite thing to do.
Well, wow. No.
Well,
oh, okay. Oh, well, it's top five.
Top five.
Top five.
Top five.
I mean, first thing's fucking.
It certainly is a good
number
thing
two
that
is fighting.
That I am not an officer of the law.
Which, I mean, I think killing cops, probably right around there. Because fight, you have to fight
that's true.
In order to do it.
No, I also like the crab goddess.
Okay, crab goddess is obviously
number one.
That's like zero.
Number one.
That's like top, of course.
Yeah. Then fucking. Then fighting.
Then killing cops.
Yeah.
All right. And then,
and then lifting.
Oh, yeah, he's good at that.
And then lifting cop cars and flinging them by killing them.
He's really good at that. And that, like, hits, like, three or four of his favorite things.
Yes, yeah.
And then sometimes I like to take the remains of said officer and make them into an étouffée.
Oh, yeah. This is Remy. He is our resident chef.
Oh, man. Good thing he wasn't a cop, because we're so totally incriminating ourselves.
Oh,
that he was.
No, he ain't a cop. He's family.
That's right. I'm family.
Dun, dun, dun. As you hit the shell, it just makes that sound.
Wait, what? You know where Pence is?
Well, he's probably back at the dispatch office.
All right, let's take him to Pence. We'll set you up. Listen. Our cousin, also your cousin, apparently, or your family.
How do you feel about Big Blue Dicks?
Yeah.
Big Blue Lobster Dicks.
I can't say that I'm not a fan.
Have you ever seen one? Have you ever seen one? On a crab?
Only on the internet.
Oh,
mon ami.
Oh, man, you're going to love this, then. Our cousin, his brother.
My brother.
Our cousin got a big old
Come
blue
on,
lobster.
Snip him, let's go.
Let's go, I'm going to let him. He's like, hurry, crab, he's following me.
Oh, wait, hey.
We're just going to run to the large.
Let's go. You lift Dirty Lyle up and a tape recorder falls out of
his mouth.
just smashes on the ground.
He goes my cell phone.
You dropped your Walkman.
Oh, you know what? Don't worry about it. I'll get another one.
Have you ever been to Connecticut?
No. It's Connecticut.
I forgot about Mars. Connecticut.
We said it like 50 times before we started recording. Every time you were asking where we were going, our answer was Connecticut.
I haven't been there since I was just a little crab. Don't rightly remember much of it.
It's just got a good name.
Yeah.
Most of it's pretty forgettable.
I'm running to my Pincer.
Yeah, we're talking as you can.
Yeah. We're going to Large Marge and we're driving to Pincer.
Well, I would assume Pincer's in town because he's the dispatcher.
Pincer's at the at his
at home service.
Yeah. So we're going to the
going to
work. Yeah,
yeah. Which now no longer reads. The original name.
You can say anything.
No, it was
whatever it was. It's not anymore. So what is it now?
I just totally. I had the name before. I blanked on it.
The same.
It was Marv.
All right. Well, what is it now?
It's now Bubbleman's Goddess Delivery Service.
Okay.
Bubbleman?
Yeah.
Pincer Bubbleman.
I took over.
Oh, that's your last name. Okay.
Yeah, Bubbleman's Goddess Delivery Service.
I kick in the front door. Pincer!
And then
I'm like right by the front door. So like, you just yell in my ear.
Pull your pants down, this is our cousin. I see a big blue dick.
Show your dick.
Gentlemen. I'm gonna pull his pants down.
Oh, I got that big old blue lobster dick.
Oh my goodness. It's marvelous.
I pull my pants down.
And Eric uses
that
dick.
What the heck is wrong with you guys?
What the heck's with you keeping that beauty caged up all the time?
Listen, we all know. We all know you took... You took Frank's death so hard.
May he rest in peace.
May he rest in peace.
I've got
running
protective.
A business.
Because, you know, you were obviously were meant to be with him. You had your soulmate.
Undeniably in love.
Now,
right, you know what? Whatever you guys think.
But
we're not judging you, cuz.
Yeah, no, we think that it's a beautiful love that you got there.
But listen.
Well,
listen.
Had
there. But listen. You gotta use it. If they say, if you don't use it, you lose it. That's just medical fact.
Mm-hmm. It is a...
I do have one question.
Turns out it was cancer.
I have one question before you continue.
So,
who's that guy?
Oh, I'm not a cop.
Oh, that's our cousin.
I'm your distant
only
relation.
Only a cop would say he's not a cop.
What are you talking about?
I actually think that a cop would say that he is a cop because he was a cop.
And if he was trying to fool us, he would say that.
Cops aren't that smart.
Wait a sec. Listen, it doesn't matter. Well, actually, it doesn't matter. Are you a cop?
Is that a
I'm
riot?
I'm not a cop.
Is that a riot?
Oh, yeah, he's not a cop. I'm pretty sure it's
it might be.
It's law that if you ask a cop, you gotta say you got a cop.
I actually got the shell from killing all these cops.
Whoa, that's a lot of cops.
Congratulations. They're dirty. We hate them. All right.
So listen, before anything, this is right here is Dirty Lyle. And he's single, ready to mingle.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
And he said that he does not like Blue Lobster Dicks.
He just said it was amazing.
That's
and,
right.
You know, you're single, ready to mingle.
Well,
you want another look at it?
So how about this? You and Lyle will go on a nice little date.
How's that sound, Lyle?
Sounds good.
He's, wow.
That is, he's a lot of crab. He's a lot of crab and lobster, too.
Hey, more,
Hey, it may have been lobster, but it's all crab now.
That's right. That's crab blood flowing out of Dick.
I hope there's some blood coming out of there.
thanks, guys.
So
I really appreciate it.
All right, so you go on a date. We'll hang out.
I know what I'm going to do. I am going to cook you up some dinner.
We're going to do this.
We can make like a little restaurant for it. We'll cook up the dinner. Wait, can you play an instrument, Slice?
No.
All right. I can play like the banjo. So you be the waiter.
Okay.
And I'll be like entertainment in the background.
Yeah.
And you know, like we'll get a little table with some candles, like a little tablecloth.
All right. I'm going to run into the kitchen.
That sounds nice and all. Under the table.
Remy runs into the kitchen.
Po-boy runs off to get his banjo.
Slice.
I'm running off to get a table.
So it's just me and...
I think this is happening regardless of what you want, so...
Well, can I change one of my skills to banjoing?
Musicking.
Musicking? All right.
No, okay. Just add it.
I'm gonna.
All right.
Can I roll cooking? I'm gonna whip up. I'm gonna whip up.
Entertaining.
It's been a year. You get the anxious though.
Nice.
Oh. You have an anxious. I guess.
All right. I got a 10 on my musicking.
But you only have 4.
Okay.
So I come back in with my banjo.
They all have been in games before.
Which is incredibly hard to play with just a giant crab claw.
Really, I mean, thank you, but...
I mean, look at all the trouble they've gone to.
I just... They do this to me all the time. This is just... This is... They
got a table!
See,
got a nice little vase, a little flower, candles.
This happens about.
I can put down plates and silverware.
I'm gonna
never with girls, always with a gentleman.
I'm gonna whip up some jambalaya.
Oh, hello, sirs.
Wait, guys. We need to come up with a name for our little restaurant.
That's eight to make jambalaya.
Though I gotta say, you are the first hermit.
Marge's.
Welcome to Marge's. You have an appointment.
Reservation.
Yes.
Reservation.
It was Marty's. I'm sorry. Marty's was the original. Anyway.
Say anything.
Yeah.
You have a reservation.
Under Lyle.
Oh, yes. Just ways. I escort. I pull a seat.
As I look for the orders of the crab guys at my phone, I'm like,
I pull out the chair, so yep, let's see, sit.
All right, guys.
You sit down.
How long?
Mm-hmm. Don't I have a crawfish enemy who's working?
I'm hungry. I've been working all day. I can use a good meal. All
right.
I don't want crab.
There might be some crab in this jambalaya.
So today is a house
crab
special.
Or crawfish?
There's a little bit of both, but the crab.
Did you kill one of my workers again?
No, no. It was just some cop.
Okay.
Oh. So the house special today is gumbo.
Jambalaya.
Jambalaya. With some
jambalaya.
Lovely. Got recommended. Actually, the only thing we have on meat, so that's definitely what we're eating. So I'll leave you guys to it. Talk on a nice ambient music. I'll suck away.
So, Dirty Lyle.
Yes, Pinsir.
What makes you think that you can join our crew? What are your skills?
Your brother and your cousins told me that there were two rules for being involved with the Large March crew. The first one is that you have to be family.
That's right.
And as I said, I am a distant relation.
Okay, so what is that again?
It's...
Oh, here, I'm here. I can bring out wine glasses. And
okay.
Here's his lovely Chardonnay.
Can you lift?
I can not lift.
Drink it. I start putting the wine glass up to Pinsir's mouth to start drinking.
That really depends.
He's force feeding you white wine. He's force feeding Pinsir white wine.
Just drink some.
Just come on. I'm trying to learn more about our new friend here.
Okay. Just... And as I mentioned before, not a cop.
Not a cop.
Not a cop.
Listen, you drive.
Driving is like I said. I'm a novice here. I always wanted to be a trucker. It's been my dream since I was a little crab.
Order up.
I'm right over.
I'm just trying to figure out like what you would add to the. To the crew.
Well, I do know quite a lot about heavy weaponry. And,
heavy weaponry? What kind of heavy weaponry?
Mostly surplus military equipment.
You're a jumbo.
I just got something for the new truck that I'm going to give you guys.
Oh, that's great. I can be the gunner.
It's coming in right now. The crow guys are brands right now.
Slice, what? Tell him that jambalaya has to be enjoyed without his pants on.
Excuse me, sir, as per the chef, the jambalaya you are eating is best enjoyed. Actually, it must be eaten without pants on.
So come on, take them off, both of you.
Take off your pants.
Why?
It's I'm sorry, it's the chef.
So you get the full flavor profile.
We're in my place of business.
This is a rule of the establishment.
You do know we have cameras and the guy.
No pants, no service.
Yeah, no pants, no service, sir.
Pants.
If you have pants, and that's no
pants, why, no service.
Why no pants, yes service.
It's a little cold out. Don't you think just
take off the pants?
I wouldn't be worried. I mean,
fine.
Listen, Pinsir. I know you haven't had a day in a while. Let me give you some tips. All right, first you gotta woo the person. start going closer together, cuddling up. Compliment the person. Compliment her.
I think it's going really well.
Yeah, I think so. I think he's really into it.
Yeah, no, he totally is. Why don't you try giving him a kiss?
Okay.
If you think he'll tell Lyle he has a lovely shell.
I'm going to make a souffle. That's 8 for the souffle.
That's pretty good.
Souffle.
Okay, it's good. All right, Ed. I'm
going to lift my brother and put him closer.
You just lift the lobster dick and put it on the table.
Roll it.
Rolling through a chair.
10.
There you go.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la, don't be shy. My oh my, okay. The boy too shy, he gonna kiss the grab.
You guys know that I'm trying to give you guys something and you're trying to hook me up with a hermit crab.
Look, cuz, family first, we're here to help you. We know it's been a tough year for you, so we're just trying to get you back in the feet.
Listen. Pinsir's back in the truck and looks back.
Listen.
Pinsir, you don't have to worry. As I said, I'm an expert at operating heavy equipment.
Let's get back up.
I think he's talking about your blue lobster.
I know what he's talking about!
See, look how stressed you are.
Yeah, you're backed up. You gotta release that stress. Let's go for it. We won't look.
Whatever.
We won't tip our coin. We might look. We won't record it.
Well, I mean, it's kind
of... Okay, we might record it. But,
we won't sell.
Just pretend we're not. That's all. Yeah. We're not, wink, wink, gonna watch or record you.
Look, we're just
already
go.
Being recorded.
Okay, boys, let's give him some privacy.
Okay.
I mean, he's probably a little nervous. Doesn't need us hovering around. So why don't we go back to the security office where all the camera feeds are.
I gotta grab the bottle. Get some on the
I usher them out to the security office. We can just watch on the camera.
By the way, you touch me, I cut off your shell.
I can always get a new one. Don't worry. Pinsir, I'll be gentle.
That's not a good line. That's not a good line.
Well, I mean,
it's not a good line.
Depends on the...
That's true. He might like it.
Yeah, maybe
it's
good
shit. I'm going to push a button and speak over the intercom. Lyle, did having your shell threaten turn you on?
I mean, a little bit.
Oh, okay. Keep going then.
Keep going. It's like knowing that he could destroy my shell at any time. It's kind of a thrill.
I need you.
But he wouldn't.
Let's keep on the day. We're not here. Just,
ignore us.
Are you just doing this to try to get into the group?
Or try to get into Will?
I mean, I'm not doing it.
I'm saying out of character, because then I have your role like bullshitting.
All right, I'll roll bullshitting. So I get 3 dice.
If it's a skill you have, yeah.
Yes, it is. I take the highest 2. 11.
You beat me.
So yeah, you believe that Dirty Lyle wants to get dirty on that big blue lobster dick of yours.
Oh, God. Excuse me, I'm going to bring up bread. Don't worry, this is beds for me here, just for you. All don't right. worry about the lighting and the cameras.
It's been a while.
Wait, Slash, turn that light.
Whatever. I'm just going to point this more to the bed, like nice and little ambiance.
Perfect.
Get some candles.
Pinsir, I know you're stressed. We'll take it slow. I'll just give you a little claw.
I come over with a little
claw.
And start putting makeup job. On it.
So you don't look washed out.
Oh, and get some pills just in case.
Do you need me to fluff it a little?
No.
Hey, just take these pills.
I was giving him a truck.
I put a
Remy, I got this. Just step back, guys.
Oh, okay.
He's very stressed.
These 2 rows, I take this because the fact they are the best, and they can get shit done, and that's the problem.
That's right.
More less of us and more of you guys.
Oh boy.
Yeah?
You see that truck out there?
But yeah?
The new one?
Yeah?
That's yours.
What happened to Marge?
Marge is getting repaired.
Oh, okay, well, we can talk about that when you're done, boss.
I'll just let you know.
That's a weird thing to talk about on a date.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah.
That was your surprise tonight.
That's a very weird thing to talk about on a date. I would move on.
Maybe it would be nice if we had some romantic music.
Okay, I'll come back out. Poor boy comes back out and starts playing his banjo.
He is. He is out of practice. All right,
so anyway, this happens.
Our mother.
What happens?
You know... Pinsir has sex.
You get a little seizure.
With the...
You finally did it, guys.
When they're at the end, when they're all like, sweaty and panting, I come back, oh, good job, buddy. You did good. You enjoyed it?
No.
What?
What?
You got something that's terrible to say in front of your partner.
Oh, I thought
you liked it. I'm covered in your lobster bisque.
He's not. He's not usually this rude. I'm sorry.
That's a terrible thing to say.
It's all right. You know what? I understand. He's very stressed.
Maybe you'll like it better.
He's been thinking about business this whole time.
Yeah.
It honestly took like 45 minutes. Maybe we should just move on.
All right. It's all right. You know what, Pinsir? You'll like it the second time. Don't worry. All right. It'll be better the second time.
Better with the girl. Alright.
Why are you fighting so hard?
It happened, didn't it?
So angry. We'll say yes. He's just saying yes, but.
Yes, I had sex with a man. No, I'm not gay.
I hated it. I did it just so you guys would shut up.
Oh, boy.
You've turned. Secretly, you have turned Pinsir Wald into a bisexual friend.
Oh.
We didn't turn him
into. He was always
a bisexual.
Never mind. It's not a choice. It's.
No, you kind of forced us upon him.
You liked it, though.
Okay.
You didn't choose to like it. You enjoyed it.
Anyway. You can. Hey.
Knowing that you could destroy Dirty Lyle's shell at any time, but you would never do that.
And she was then not enjoying.
All right. Anyway, can we start with the game? Did we just waste 35
minutes?
It was not a waste.
Well, first, Dirty Lyle has to take a shower.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Both of you.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe
together.
Shower sex. Just got the camera. The lighting. Okay. Just in case.
It's a good thing Pinsir put those cameras in the bathroom.
So, we'll come back. It just redress.
You already have plans on music as a shower.
So, what's the job?
Well, first off...
I got a lot of mouths to feed now, you know, with one of the 30,000 kids, so...
I mean, we've been here waiting to work. We've just been waiting on you to finish up.
Twice.
Yeah, that's me.
I'm trying to talk.
I'm just saying the wife... Needs.
I understand. Do you not want to talk to you about the new truck and what you want to put on it?
It's not my truck.
It is your truck.
No. Wait, I thought you said it was my truck.
It is your truck.
It's not my truck.
It's the new truck you're going to be riding in.
So it's not my truck.
It's our truck.
Wait, are you trying to give Slice Po' Boy's my brother's truck? That's
no,
not cool.
it's Po' Boy's truck.
Listen, how come isn't bro? How come I don't get a truck?
Because you're not a driver.
Oh, you got a point there. You don't know how to drive.
Can I have like a...
You have your own room in the truck, and that's what we have, a lifting room.
Can I have like my own...
Is there a kitchen in the truck?
Yes.
Like,
damn.
It's a big...
How about this? When we get back, I'll start teaching you how to drive.
I don't want to drive. I like to lift.
No, well,
I just told you, there's a lifting room.
It's a pretty fucking big truck.
There's a huge truck.
In the truck.
Is there a fucking room?
Yeah,
but of course there is.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right.
Keep in mind, we're huge crabs, so the trucks have to be big, but these are huge trucks.
Well, I mean, you said there's a lifting room and a kitchen, so I assumed it's larger than average.
It's very large.
It's like a Winnebago with a trailer attached.
Yes.
Okay.
That's exactly what it is. It is a pretty epic truck. And it has good armor.
Nice. Armor's good.
You can name it anything you want.
You know, I'll bet you, I mean, Ty isn't another driver, but I'm sure you're going to give him a truck before me. This is what happens when you're the younger brother. Always, shit on you.
All right, so, Pinsir, tell us, what are we shipping? Are we shipping heroin or automatic weapons?
Egg balls.
Wait, I got to name the truck first.
Well, what do you guys want to put on the truck?
Egg balls.
You get three things you can put on the truck.
I want to transport egg balls.
No, we got to outfit our truck first.
Oh, okay.
Probably like a mounted machine gun.
Mounted machine gun.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I'm pretty good with a mounted machine gun.
How many you got?
83.
I give a 3.
But that takes all 3 spaces then.
Okay.
No, I could...
Just put 3, then we have 2 other things you can put on it?
Yeah.
Alright.
Oh, yeah, then have 3 mounted machine guns.
Yeah.
The machine guns are just like a ball turret mounted on top of the truck.
How about like a
grenade launcher?
What about like a thing that like a big cattle prod so we can just ram right into the
cow?
Catcher?
The cow, like a cow catcher?
Yeah, it's just like a big.
But it's electrified.
Electrified cow catcher?
Like a big wedge in front of our thing.
That's like the cow catcher.
Yeah.
Electrified cow catcher.
Spiked.
A spiked electrical cow catcher?
Well, then they're going to stick to it. It's not going to work.
But then it'll explode.
No, it's not going to work. It's going to be a cow catcher.
Alright.
What about a sweet sound system?
Sorry, got that.
Okay.
Come on,
that's
Ryan.
Standard.
So we're looking for. So we already got a.
We got three mounted machine guns, an electrified cow catcher, hover jets.
Oh. Nice.
So it could fly.
Oh, yeah.
Don't have that technology.
How about, like, super speed, like, knots?
Let's not be ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so
we got a truck with multiple rooms.
A jet.
Three mounted machine.
A jet propelled propulsion system.
Jet propulsion system.
All right.
So he goes.
All right.
A buzzsaw launcher.
Rockets down the road.
That's part of the cow catcher. So,
short bursts.
That's wow, this truck has everything but a cop-killing room.
Yeah, the cop killing's done on the outside of the truck.
I was really hoping you'd go, nope, it's got that.
It's got a torture room, that's what you're talking about. That's also Big Slice's lifting room.
Wait.
It could be
so
complex.
I gotta have my own room? I gotta share my room? My lifting room with
you get to interrogate them in your room.
Oh my god. But I'm sure other people can interrogate them in my room.
But what if he wants to lift while somebody else is interrogating?
Then lift the interrogating guy.
Wait, so what kind of name do we want to give this truck? Do we want to give it like
unbelievable.
An epic name? Like a scary name?
You're getting
name?
A freaking Winnebago with
it's not mine. Oh. It's his. It's
you did say it was mine.
It's Cowboys. Unbelievable. Now I don't even have my room now. My own room.
Alright, fine. There is a separate torture room, but it's not very big.
I'm sorry, Slice. I would have given you your own room. I didn't even know I was getting this.
It's unbelievable.
You know, after we set him up with the love of his life. Twice.
Yeah.
Twice?
Okay. Yeah, Frank.
May he rest in peace.
Well, yeah, it's been a year, hasn't
Wait.
It?
Oh my god. Please, Frank. Did work,
boys. We done good today.
We did good today, boys.
We did the crab goddess's work today.
He's now yes. Found a new love.
I had a good time.
So what do we want to name our truck? Can't be Large Marge.
He's blushes.
Big Boitha.
Big Boitha.
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 Boitha. Should we give it like a crab, like a pun?
Yeah, I should have a pun name.
Why? Large Marge wasn't a pun name.
I know. I'm asking.
Big Boitha sounds pretty
big
good.
Boitha.
Not Big Bertha, Big Boitha.
Boitha.
Big Boitha.
Big Boitha.
Big Boitha.
B-O-Y-T-H.
Big Boitha. Big Boitha. Big Boitha. R-V.
Let's call it Big Boitha.
Big Boitha.
Big Boitha?
R-V.
No,
Big
Boitha. I'm saying Big Boitha.
Yeah, Big Boitha.
Yeah,
but
okay. That's good.
All right. So, guys, your job.
Oh, wait. No, it also has... So, Big Bertha has a sexy jellyfish as a hood ornament. I mean, Large Marge, I'm sorry. Yeah. Has a sexy jellyfish for a hood ornament. So, what kind of hood ornament does this one have? I'm thinking sexy sea turtle.
Ooh.
Okay. A busty sea turtle.
Sea lion? She's a big... Bertha, so sea lion, seal,
walrus.
Sexy
a sexy killer whale,
a narwhal.
Ooh, sexy killer whale.
I like it. Sexy orca.
I like the.
Are you actually going sexy orca?
Of course.
Someone has ruined the search history again.
Are we going orca or narwhal with that horn?
I found a sexy orca costume. The first thing that came up is just a picture of a sexy orca costume next to a picture of an orca. Oh, there's...
All right, well, Sexy Narwhal has this.
Let me see.
Sexy Orca has this.
It's pretty sexy.
I like a Sexy Narwhal.
Oh, wait, there's a whole bunch of other Sexy
Orcas. What are the fucking expressions on these things?
sexy.
Well, sexy orca also has this.
Wait.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Let me see.
Yeah, that's like balls. Or boobs.
But look, that one's a guy. Sexy male orca.
I like it.
There's also this one who's taking off her panties.
I like saying that, and then saying that that's normal.
Wait.
Normal.
Look at this.
I'm sure our listeners are really appreciating us.
Can we go back to sexy jellyfish?
No, that's Large Marge.
I'm sure our listeners really appreciate.
Oh, for those of you listening, I found a picture of a narwhal taking up its top. With enormous bosoms, making a really weird, like,
face
expression.
It's like a first grader drew.
Enormous bosoms.
Busty.
It's a busty narwhal.
She has enormous bosoms.
We should have named it
Bernardstress. Sexy shrimp.
We should have named it Bernardstress.
I found sexy latex bamboo.
Okay, so let's go with sexy orca.
Well, it's sexy narwhal. Yeah, we'll do sexy narwhal.
Okay, sexy. So we're gonna go with sexy narwhal.
With seashell bra.
Big Boitha has a sexy narwhal on the front.
Oh my! Just type. Just
and as you guys, as you guys said from the last game, now that's in my search history.
I have sexy orca in mine.
So and sexy.
And a year ago, your phone had sexy.
Well, it was a lot more. There's two years.
Sexy jellyfish.
I wonder if there's any more sexy jellyfish pictures.
I don't think there is.
I think
sure that in a year and a half somebody has
drawn a sexy jellyfish.
Yeah, somebody in the world somewhere.
Rule 34.
All right, so we're out. We have outfitted and designed Big Boitha.
There we go. All right, so
that's a lobster.
Got a blue dick.
All right,
that'll be moody.
You guys ready for the job?
Yeah, what's a job? What does the goddess herself wish that we should do?
Okay.
So sexy.
Holy
That's a pretty
shit.
Sexy jellyfish.
Pinsir, did you fall
so
asleep?
So she wants this to come back to us.
What's this?
What is it?
She wants this for herself.
Wants what?
What?
We're shipping Igbas.
That's what I wanted to ship.
Oh, this is going to be a good day for you, brother.
It wasn't. I've been
saying. Goddess wants her drums.
What have I always said my favorite thing to ship is?
Igbas.
I've always said that, right?
Because you've always been talking about how you want to ship Igbas one day.
We have to go to Ralph Head Carparado. We'll pick them up.
All right. And we'll bring you to the Crab Goddess herself.
We're going to the Crab Goddess herself.
Oh, man.
We've got to go to the mountains.
We've got to go to the top of Crab Mountain.
That is... Wow. For the first job, we get to go see the Crab Goddess herself. I am...
Well, it's probably going to be like
see her.
Yeah, it's probably going to be like one of her servants or her...
Disciples.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I could show you the video call that I got for the order.
Wait, it was her?
She
was
called you?
Her.
You
what?
Hooked her?
You didn't tell us that?
No, it was a voicemail.
So it wasn't a video call.
So it wasn't a video
call. You didn't delete it. You still have it?
I show it to you. And
well, you can't really show us audio.
Yeah.
No, well, it's a video call.
You just said it was a voicemail.
Well, it was a video sent.
Okay.
I'm very confused.
Yeah.
So she just emailed you a video of herself?
No, her, yeah.
Wait. Why do you have... Why have Crab Goddess got your email?
Well, she's a crab goddess. She'd have everyone's email.
And she knows that. She uses this company all the time.
Just show us a video!
I showed you the video.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
even more beautiful than I thought.
Oh, she's radiant.
Oh, God.
She makes your wife look like a pile of shit.
I would kill 1 million cops. I could go all the goddamn cops in the world.
No offense, Pinsir, but I would give up your big blue dick in a heartbeat to just look at her in person.
Ditto.
I would kill my wife and all 30,000 of my children.
Okay, we get it. Now.
I would cut off my brother's big blue dick.
Hey. All right. Actually, I think I would let you know.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that you think that it would be worse for him to chop off your dick than to kill all 30,000 of his children?
That does sound like it would be very emotionally draining.
Those are your nieces and nephews.
I'd rather you cut off my dick.
So they're noble.
Yeah,
that's noble. All right, so I've had the choice of cutting your dick off or killing all my children. I will choose. You got to remember that balance.
What?
I'm going to, you know what, just, we should get that, we should all get a tattoo.
Yeah.
We should all get that tattooed onto our shells, just so we don't ever forget.
Yeah, and then have him sign it, so then if anyone else asks us, you know, they're like, hey, look at the shell. It's all
right. That's right. In the court of law, that will stand up.
Yeah.
All right.
That's legal. So we're going to Ralph Head Corporado to pick them up.
Got to go on the mouse.
There's going to be a lot of things going on.
Corporado's like.
Like what?
Yeah.
Well, first, you're not going to be able to do it all in one trip. You're going to have to make a rest stop in New Hampshire.
Dang.
The pig state.
It's a dangerous place.
You have to go to New Hampshire and go to Colorado?
Corporado.
This doesn't make any sense, so.
It's the crab goddess's will.
Don't question the goddess.
Whoa. It wasn't a question of the goddess. I was questioning Pizza.
This is her instructions.
All right. We would say that.
Yeah.
Did we ever establish where we are?
No.
I think we start off on Crab Mountain, don't we? Or wherever the hell that is.
Yeah, wherever the hell that is. We all know where it is. We never establish exactly where it is. We know there's a big desert right around it.
Look, this is going to be a long trip. Are we going to need some some speed or some uppers or some meth or something to, you know...
Nope.
Keep the fires going?
Nope.
We're a professional crab truck.
Yeah, they don't need substances to help them.
We usually ride up the high of adrenaline of killing cats.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's actually the...
last time we did a job, I made an amazing etouffee with all of the...
I'm just going to tell you right now, the reason why we hate cops so much is because every single time we run into them, they've been dirty and tried to kill us. That's before.
The last time we had a job, I killed a bunch of lobster cops and made them into an etouffee, and that sustained us for the entire journey.
I was able to drive for like 18 hours straight after eating that. It was delicious.
Oh, well... It certainly is a pleasure being on the job with you boys. If we run into any cops, just let me at them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We'll let you out first. It's initiative. It's initiation.
All right.
You got to kill at least like five.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, this route.
I need them.
To be fair, we are judging you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't do good, if you don't kill the cops, done.
Dirty Lyle reaches into his shell for a handkerchief. He pulls it out, and a badge falls out of his shell. And he, kicks it through the window.
Flooded areas.
Oh!
Winter conditions. That's why I had to give you a new truck. Marge isn't outfitted for it.
Big boy thing.
She is. She's even got special tires to go on winter roads.
Well, I can't wait to get her out there and see what she can do.
What's wrong with Big Marge? Large Marge?
First of all, Large Marge doesn't have the upgrades. This truck has the upgrades.
What kind of upgrades are you doing to Large Marge?
What? You'll see.
She's perfect.
You'll see. First of all, she's not perfect.
Oh, yeah.
She lost her arm in the last trip.
She's perfect. She's perfect.
Listen, she still has been missing armor. We're getting all the armor fixed.
It's been a year.
It takes a while.
Hey, he's been grieving.
It takes a year to
guys, he's been grieving.
That's true.
He probably hasn't been thinking straight.
But now
listen, get over it. You already fucked your own love with this guy now. Whatever. You know.
Lyle.
Yeah, whatever.
Now you should be able to get a job done.
Okay, whatever.
And I want my own room this time.
You have your own room.
No, I have a room connected to the interrogation room. Or torture room. Or about the same thing.
Alright, fine. I'll make the guest room the interrogation room.
Well, then where are we going to put our guests?
With you.
But there's no guest room.
Are you saying that I'm going to have to share my room with a guest?
No.
I'm getting it. I'm getting shafted again.
You know what?
I'll tell you what, guys. I'm low crab on the totem pole. I will gladly double up my room, whatever that is, with the torture room.
Like, what?
No, that's, no, that's no, how no, you it's treat, okay. That's how you treat the love of your life?
I motion the Crawdads, and they bring over a little U, like only a U-Haul, like a little trailer, and they hook it to the back of the the back of...
There.
There's your torture room. Okay?
Well, that might actually be better, because then it won't get any go over the other stuff.
That's true.
And it gets pretty messy when we torture people.
And you know what? Is there a drain at the bottom of that one?
Yes. Oh, okay. That's good.
Well done, Pinsir. I appreciate that very much. So we got deserts, mountains, flooded areas, winter conditions. Anything else?
Humans.
What?
Oh. God, it's
humans.
We're going to have to go into human territory.
Yeah.
Oh.
Have you ever come across a human before?
You guys also are going to the pig statues. You got to deal with pigs as well.
I'd rather deal with a million pigs before one human, but...
Well, you know, during my training at the academy,
you're a college boy?
Well, I went to military school. During my training, we did learn about humans. But
with their fingers and their toes and their...
Their pink, squishy skin.
They keep getting smarter, guys.
And they're like things that just can crush a crab, that big metal.
And how much crab crunching thing? Us?
Chad vomited yesterday when the game started.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it was Steve.
Was it Steve?
The Meyer disease spread all the way to LA.
Mm. Oh, God.
Jeez. Coast to coast.
It's a pandemic.
Feels bad.
It's worse than the flu.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen. Good luck. Your journey starts now.
All right. Come on, big boy.
Kinsler, are you forgetting something? Goodbye kiss.
You might never see him again. He's going into human territory.
It's going to be a dangerous run.
One last tug for old time's sake.
I'm good.
What?
Give him a kiss with some tongue. Give it a couple of tongues.
Come on. Give him a kiss.
How about just a hug?
Give him kiss.
A kiss with some tongue. Goodbye.
They kiss with some tongue.
Now put your hand down. Put your hand down.
No.
We've done that before. It did not end well.
Put your hand down.
Po-Boy hops into the driver's seat and starts her up.
You keep that big blue lobster dick warm from
me. It starts up, but has a very different engine sound you ever heard.
That is a very really different engine sound than I have heard.
Me too.
Probably the turbine.
And then, you guys can start your journey.
Wait. Before we... We forgot to do one thing before we left.
What was that?
We didn't have a party!
Woo! Woo! Party! 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 Party!
Guys, we'll have a party when you get back.
Aww.
Of course we're going to have a party when we get back. But we got to have a party before we leave.
Well, I mean, we kind of had a party for Pinsir.
Well, they had a date. That's not a party.
Well, I mean, it was a very
special dinner party.
Oh. I was working that night.
Yeah.
It was tonight.
Wait a minute, guys. What if we had our party
on the
in
truck?
The new truck?
Party! 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 Party.
Po-Boy.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's where you want to set up
this. This does have the newest technology.
It has
autopilot.
It will. My fifth scale?
It reads the road for you. It can drive for you, so if you want to have a party and still move...
It's a self-driving truck.
I hate Big Boy Thug.
I'm saying it has the ability. You don't have
I'm going to rip it out.
No. I'm going to roll repair to find the self-driving module.
Just take it out.
Oh, six.
Does it pass a six?
Do I find the self-driving module?
Yeah, but you break something else along the way.
What? Well, I didn't rip it out. I'm just looking for it.
Did I find it? Oh, yeah, you think you found it.
I think you found it.
I'm picturing
Alright, I'm just going to leave it for now.
Po-Boy, like, floats into a big computer brain room, like, in 2001.
By the way, Will, I figured out my fifth skill is going to be partying.
Okay.
Hello,
Po-Boy.
Before you get angry about that. What are you doing?
I can't let you do that, Po-Boy.
Oh,
God, it's a smart truck!
you can shut it off.
Oh, I will.
Right, but you said you want to have a party, and if you're going to get going and have a party, you use navigation.
Look, Pinsa, I appreciate what you're doing, but once we get on the road, this is my job. And I don't need you telling me how to drive my truck.
You know.
He can party and drive. He's done it before.
Oh, I've done it plenty of times.
Oh, yeah.
All right, boys, let's go!
Party!
I can't allow your partying to jeopardize the mission.
All right, it's too important. Drive.
12.
Nice! That's a crit.
Sure.
Excellent. We haven't sold a thing.
So you critically succeed on your drive skill.
Woo!
Whoa.
It is the smoothest ride you've ever driven.
I take back what I said about Big Boytha.
Handles better than big large margins.
No way.
What?
No way. Large margins. Mona Lisa.
Engine is operating at peak efficiency.
Shut that ding up.
Hey, you be nice to her.
Thank you.
I think he's in love with the computer.
Thank you, Po-Boy.
You want me to set you up on a date at the restaurant?
Oh, I don't need your help for this.
Oh, okay. Right. We can let him handle it.
I'm not Pinsa, brother.
Okay.
I know what I'm doing.
We'll let him handle it.
Would you like some music?
I love that, sugar.
What would you like?
You pick.
Puts on some country music.
I can't blend everything.
All right.
I have crab, half truck baby before. How many babies a truck?
He's going to have to carry that truck around on his back.
Yeah.
Would you like some coffee?
Impress?
Oh no, I'm good, honey.
Anybody else like some coffee?
No, just some bourbon.
Okay, bourbon it is.
No, bourbon. He wants a boy band.
Boy band it is.
The music changes.
Jagerbombs.
The music changes to NSYNC.
I want some Jagerbombs.
All right,
bang bombs.
So first, you get down the mountain, and you make your way towards the big motherfucking desert.
It's a big fucking desert.
It's definitely a big motherfucking desert.
I've been to the desert on a seahorse with no.
Now,
meaning.
Question: are you guys just gonna chill there, or you guys know what's coming?
What?
Well, I guess Dirty Lyle is gonna go up to the gun turrets. And
but what do I get for getting a crit on my drive check?
You get a plus one next time you draw a drive check.
All right.
Dirty Lyle's going to go up to the gun turrets and keep watch. You know.
Well, so you don't have to, for the next couple hours, you don't need to roll navigate or anything else on your drive check.
I'm going to make us another boosting dinner.
Okay.
I think last time I gave everybody like a plus one. For like a couple of days. That's 11D.
Ooh.
That's pretty good.
That's a good fucking dinner.
What'd you make?
I made.
Hold on, what would be? It would be,
What?
I'm just trying. You keep going.
I made some shrimp mandalay and Creole sauce.
Ooh. Fucking sweet. It's fucking sweet.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to be sweet. It's supposed to be savory.
Fucking sweet dish.
Brother, this is some good fucking shit.
Thank you.
That is delicious, Remy. Amazing.
You stick with us, Lloyd. Lyle, you'll be eating like this all the time. Yeah, just don't look at Slice while he eats those. It's disgusting.
Something detected.
Oh, what is it, lady?
Oh, no.
I look out ahead. What is it?
You see dust moving in the distance.
What effect does my fucking sweet dinner have? Does it what?
It's plus one to all rolls. The next 24 hours.
Okay.
Damn.
24.
Wow. We got something coming up, boys. Keep an eye out.
All right. Dirty Lyle scrambles up to the turrets. Gets ready.
Okay.
I load my flintlocks.
The objects are the objects are bigger than crabs.
Lobsters.
And they're riding hogs.
Looks like we got some lobster boys coming up again.
I'm gonna start shooting at them.
There's about 20 of them.
All right. Well, we have three machine guns.
We've also got an electrified cowcatcher. I'm just gonna fucking drive right into it.
I'm gonna jump on my grab, go into one of the fucking strip.
All right.
So he's gonna drive at them. I'm gonna herd them toward the cowcatcher with machine gun strafing.
So they start firing upon the They start firing upon Big Boitha.
Boitha.
I'm going to.
That was easier for you to say than I thought it was.
I'm gonna fire my flintlocks at them.
Is fighting the same as shooting?
9.
I got an 11.
I got a 13.
Oh, actually, I had a 12.
Will,
plus one.
Oh, yeah, 10.
Okay,
Will.
Congratulations.
Can I use fighting for shooting? Or are they different?
Oh, they're different.
All right, so that's two then.
You only got two?
No, I don't have shooting.
He's two dice.
Yeah, two dice, yeah. All right,
so I still got 11.
Plus one from Will.
Yeah,
oh, 11. I got a 13 because I have
congratulations, you took out half of them.
How many are there?
There were 20. There are now 10.
I mean, it's not bad for one roll. So Po' Boy just...
So there...
And just drives straight into them with the cow.
So they retreated. 10 guys in one shot.
I don't fucking think so.
Are we chasing them down?
Yeah.
Let's do this.
I'm gonna hit the jet propulsion system.
All right.
So we can chase them down.
Roll your drive.
Do I still have the plus one for my crit before, or is that just one roll?
We're going to make them take...
Yeah, well, either I have plus two or plus one is what
I'm
asking.
Plus two.
We're going to make them suck their own...
10.
All right, now that we're close enough, I'm going to jump off of Big Boitha and throw one of the... onto one of the lobsters and throw him off of his motorcycle.
And take the motorcycle.
Yeah.
Okay. Roll it.
Six.
Plus one from your
food. Oh, 7.
Yeah. Nah, you miss.
Okay, I'm gonna jump off and lift one of the motorcycles and then toss the guy.
He gets out of the way, sorry.
Okay.
You roll his drive.
So I'm gonna jump off.
So wait, Remy just jumps off the truck.
I'm gonna jump off too. And I'm going to grab the motorcycle, lift the guy, off, the lobster off, so he goes flying, but I still have the motorcycle.
Okay.
So because I want to have something.
All right, so roll lift.
That's lifting. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. 13. Damn.
Oh, yeah, you
well,
do.
14.
You can even toss into something
well, plus
else.
One.
Well, yeah, 14. Cause
they're, no, no, you,
oh,
you
yeah,
take
oh,
the
yeah,
two
yeah,
highs.
Yeah,
yeah.
Four, the 13. So, oh, yeah, I'll toss the other one, then.
Yeah, you toss it and you hit another guy.
Don't fuck with those crabs, motherfuckers!
I'm gonna rip all your blue dicks off and show up heroes! For the boost.
Yep.
They did not roll their... They rolled a 10-2 to get out of the way.
Alright, so I don't
so
hit them, but
so
I
hit them,
catch up, we catch
you,
up to
you
them.
You can up to them, yes.
Lyle, take them out!
Alright!
Roll your weapons.
Surplus military weapons.
You have the right to remain silent.
What?
10.
Oh yeah, no, you fucked that guy up. You fire it, and his shell just breaks apart.
I'm just gonna like
Hell Shells.
Drive into
Hell Shells. There's a lot of memories.
It looks like lobsters on the menu, boys.
I'm just gonna drive the cow catcher into more of them. Fuck it, it works.
Drive.
Oh, that doesn't work. Six.
No, they actually he avoids you, and he gets and he shoots at the truck.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
I'm going to grab onto the wheel with my claw, launching me up into the air.
Ow, that lobster hurt me, po'boy.
And then I'm going to come down.
I'm going to get him, darling.
So I'm going to launch myself into the air using the wheel, and then I'm going to land on one
of the... big boy thing?
Yeah. I'm going to land on one of the lobsters with my...
damage die.
Okay, or don't listen.
I mean, there's no real damage.
Or with my cutlass facing downward,
right,
and just stab into one of the lobsters and throw him off and take his motorcycle.
Okay, so because of the hit, you get minus -1 now.
Ugh. 3. Oh, no, 4. 5.
Did it count?
6. 7.
12.
They got 6. They just counter it.
Okay.
All right, well, you know what I'm doing. I'm cutting off their dick.
Oh, boy. Well, roll for it.
It's fighting.
You gonna bring your brother home a second lobster dick?
That's right. 12.
Next roll, you get a +1.
Nice. And you cut off some guy's dick.
You cut off this guy's
dick so cleanly. The dick goes flying end over end, and Lyle catches it in a cooler full of ice.
He just like reaches out the window and grabs
it. The dick goes into the spokes of another motorcycle.
What? Cut off a moving target?
Yeah.
So because of that, he crashed into another bike and they get killed.
So how many are left?
I think we have about 4.
Oh, my dick!
I'm gonna go defensive driving now and try to stop them from damaging the car more.
Oh boy,
they hurt Big Boy.
Yeah, 10.
Oh yeah.
You don't mess with a slicing crab, Big Slice.
So what are you doing?
I'm just driving defensively so they can't hit us.
Okay. So yeah, you do it. Ryan.
If there's 4 left, I'm gonna pepper them with bullets.
Pepper them with bullets.
Seasoning. Get out of the way.
Ooh, seasoning.
Yep.
Ooh, and while he's doing that, I'm gonna pepper them with pepper.
Yeah.
Get out of the way.
I imagine we have like one machine gun on top and one on each side.
I'm sorry, 6.
I'm gonna try to blind them. Well, he peppers them with bullets. I'm gonna pepper them with pepper and try to blind them.
What kind of pepper?
Kind of.
I was gonna say.
Okay, go ahead.
That is 7.
They rolled 8 to avoid that.
Oh, they're not seasoned.
Yeah. So they avoid your pepper, humans. But they don't avoid the bullets.
Well, all right, that works too.
One guy left.
I got it.
Get him, Slice.
He is terrified. He is.
No, wait.
Oh, also, since we have a killer sound system,
yeah.
Big Boytha has been blasting like epic fight music outside. The whole time.
I'm gonna lift him.
So we have a soundtrack for our fight.
I'm lifting him up, so he's incapacitated.
Oh. Right. Okay.
All right. Hey, Dirty Lyle.
Yeah.
Get over here.
All right.
And I'm gonna. Throw him at Larry Lyle's feet. You show him what Big Boyfa does to dirty fucking lobsters who come after us.
All right.
And this should be especially easy because you're not a cop.
That's right. Not a cop at all.
And if you do this, that means you're... Yeah, because no cop will murder a nice civilian like this.
Hey, didn't I see you down at that precinct one time?
And then Dirty Lyle stomps his lobster face in. Eight.
Yeah. You stomp his fucking face in.
So what did you do?
Oh,
you said that Joe, what you got?
Yeah, you know, it was, I killed a bunch of cops.
Oh,
good job.
That sounds like our family.
That's right.
I'm gonna get out. I'm gonna roll repair to see if I can fix that damage to Big Boy.
I'm going to lift all the like lobsters and start throwing them in the van so we can get some lobsters.
That's a five.
I'm gonna.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's, it's minus one now until you hear a catch.
I'm gonna harvest some lobster meat. So eat.
Structural integrity at 85%.
I'm gonna make.
It'll be okay, sugar.
I'm going to make some lobster remoulade.
Front right tire damaged.
Oh, okay. I'll lift it up so then they can move.
No, I can't. I failed my repair roll.
Oh.
You have to wait a little bit.
So I'm at minus one.
All right, guys. Good job. You guys have to go through unscathed again in the desert.
Big boy.
Congratulations.
It's okay, po' boy. I don't blame you.
I'm sorry, sugar. I'll keep you safe next time.
You better.
Who wants some lobster?
I don't know if I want some
lobster.
I'm just kidding.
Lobster.
All right, guys. So, are you... You guys just stop for some dinner, or are you guys going to...
Oh, we got dinner.
Yeah.
All right.
We just did stop for dinner.
Go ahead and cook, Ed.
Nine.
Nicely done.
A 10, rather, safety.
Yeah, so it's fucking A.
Fucking A, Cotton. Fucking A.
All right, that's pretty good. It's not plus one good, but it's good. So, you guys drive a little more down the road. You're talking to the intelligence aboard the
just getting to know her.
In the knower. When I want you to roll. I said for a while, right?
I don't know. You haven't said anything yet.
I said navigate.
24 hours, you said you didn't have to do.
No, I didn't say 24 hours was navigate.
No,
24 hours was the.
I'll roll navigate.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
Do we still have the plus one for his food?
Yes.
Then 13.
Oh, shit. Okay, plus one, then there's a roll. Would you do the minus one, too?
Yeah, I got plus one instead of plus two.
Okay.
Well, wait, do I still have my bonus for my crit before?
No.
All right, so then put in 12 instead of 13.
All right, so still crit.
Yeah.
Still get the plus one. You see something in the road ahead.
What is it?
The big fucking pothole.
Oh, shit.
What do you mean by pothole? The road's missing.
Oh, I would like to drive around that.
You might want to stop.
Yeah.
What? We're in the desert, right?
On the highway, though. So,
what's on the side? Can I drive around it?
I mean, it's got a median.
Alright, I'll stop for now, then, so we can figure out what to do.
Yep. So, like, if you drove down, you'd be driving into a ditch.
Yeah. Oh. Well, boys, we got a little bit of a problem up here.
What seems to be the trouble?
There's no road.
Uh-oh.
Road? Where we're going.
We don't need a road.
No, we do. We definitely do.
Oh.
Yeah, remember, Pincer said that
they didn't have
the hover truck.
Not yet, at least.
Hey, wait a minute. Slice.
Yeah, that's me.
If we got, like, a big piece of metal,
yeah.
Could you hold it up at an angle, and then I'll hit the jet propulsion system, and we'll just rock it over this motherfucker.
And then I'll be not in it, and it'll be fun.
Well, we could tie a rope around you.
Yeah.
And we'll tie the other end of the rope to the rear bumper.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Pull you, and then you'll just keep going and land right on top.
That sounds good to me.
All right, so why don't you lift up part of the rope then?
I'll lift.
I'm gonna back the truck up.
I'm gonna slice.
It's fucking heavy.
Yeah.
That's why he's doing it. He's listed.
Minus two.
You can do it, Slice. But you got plus one for Miss Food.
So, all right, so it's a plus... Minus one.
So minus one.
All right, so it's a nine.
Oh, you do it, but with great difficulty.
Oh, yeah.
So I back the truck up like 1,000 feet.
Well, no. Give me some lobster meat.
The thing is, you're going to have to hold this thing.
Yeah.
The big giant truck driving over it. So you have to withstand this. So
yeah.
That's what his lift check is for.
Yeah. So you're going to do it, but it's going to hurt.
Oh, gosh. Well, what's my health?
What?
I have health?
You do.
What?
Where do you hit? You get minus stuff.
So. Oh.
All right. So, do I make a drive check to? All
right. I'm gonna get, I guess, like 1,000 feet of rope and tie one into the back bumper and loop one end.
Come on, big boy!
Slice his waist.
That is an 8.
Okay. Yeah, you turn the phone system on and the truck flies over that.
So we drive forward, and the camera cuts to Slice, like, under the road, like...
As soon as the truck goes over, the road that he's holding up breaks apart.
And then he goes, gets stung by the road.
You just got hit with a bunch of heavy rocks, and now you're being dragged on the highway.
No, because he's getting pulled. No, we don't have wings. So we jump, and he gets pulled, so he's in the air, and then we land, but he's lighter, so he keeps going until he lands on top of the truck.
Oh, okay. That was actually pretty awesome, then.
Yeah.
Man, it's like a Ninja Turtle.
Yeah. I'm a crab, though.
Better than a turtle.
I'm a crab.
Nice. All right. Yeah, you guys do it. That's awesome. That was pretty cool. Actually, I was planning that. That was much better.
That was bitching!
That was the coolest thing I ever saw, brother. Because, whatever. You know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we're practically brothers.
That's true. We're practically brothers.
A little screen pops down
from the truck.
And or the RV, or whatever you want to call it.
The truck.
And it just shows a clip from like the back. There's a back camera on it. You just see it.
That was fucking awesome.
Shall I post this to CrabTube?
Everything. Post it on everything.
Upload that to the fishing net.
Uploading to fishing net. CrabTube.com.
Big slices, big jump.
Yeah.
You know what that deserves? A party!
Disco ball comes back.
Day bombs.
Shots start pouring.
Shots.
This RV is ridiculous.
I love her.
We're the best there is.
The stand, the bar must be really low. People must be tripping over that bar.
The goddess put you in the truck?
Yeah. I love it. No, that's not what we're talking about.
We're just saying that if we're the best, then everybody else must be staggeringly incompetent.
Awful. Just awful.
Oh, boy.
Everyone else is like, so we do this on bicycles?
I mean, we've gotten the job done every time.
I know. Twice.
Yeah. All right.
So in 3 years, we've done 3 jobs.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, you've done multiple. 2 years. You've done multiple jobs that has not been big.
The others haven't been interesting.
They haven't been like crab goddess worthy.
I gave Pitzer a claw job just before.
Yeah, you did give him a job.
I did a job.
I'm gonna go pee.
Yeah, you did.
You guys have done like because since it is a business, it doesn't just run on the goddesses stuff. You guys hired other things too.
I thought she gave us everything. I thought like she gave us like everything.
She funds it in some way.
Sometimes you gotta go out and make a profit.
But they do have to make a profit sometimes.
For the crab goddess.
Yeah. So they, okay. So, what are you guys doing in the truck?
We're having a party.
We're partying.
Go ahead, party.
Roll your party.
How good of a party is it, Meyer?
I just get party.
That's an 11.
That's a pretty fucking good party.
Wait, just like I have still plus one from it, Ed?
Yeah.
That's a 12.
You get a... You guys are having a fucking critical success time.
Bar, bar.
Bitches, lies! This is the best
it's
party
a fucking,
I've ever been to!
Fucking sweet party.
I'm going to get Dirty Lyle very drunk.
And it's amazing
and,
because
drinks are also laced with drugs. Because it's a bitching party.
actually, it's such a good party. Meyer, I will let you be able to go pull over and get women.
Alright, yeah.
Because you got a critical on the party.
Alright. Can I roll my fucking?
You can do that. Because you picked up women. All it happened.
I got a 12.
You pick up 12 women.
Big slice of 12 women.
All he did was he looked out the window, saw a bunch of women outside the bar.
They saw my video.
Oh my god, it's the guy from the Grand
video.
That's right, that's my brother. That's my cousin. He's the best crab man.
We succeeded, so they have 12 girls.
Yeah.
For four dudes.
Yeah, sounds good.
Oh, we made a stop?
Yeah, we made
a
pit stop.
Not even a pit stop.
We're having a party.
Meyer critted his party roll.
Oh.
And I critted
and he critted
my party roll.
His fucking roll.
His fucking roll. So he picked up 12 chicks.
So that's one from each of you and nine from me.
That's fair.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
And all what happened was he goes, stop here. And he yelled at the women at a bar that was on the side of the road, and all the women in the bar came into the,
Because they saw his awesome video.
Yeah, they saw the awesome video.
I mean, it's Big Boy, though. Why wouldn't they want to come in?
We got bitchin' tunes.
I mean, actually, I don't need one. I got my girl already.
Okay, so one of each and ten for me. Sounds good to me.
I'm gonna stay up in the cockpit with,
I got myself a nice sexy oyster.
I'm just picturing a clam with like legs and arms.
I got like an eel. I got like a I don't know.
You got
you should have like a school of fish.
Yeah. Oh, that's kind of.
I've got like a starfish. it just suctions to me.
Mars got an octopus in there.
It's a little too close to jellyfish, but you know it's cool. It says the tentacles, but you know what? It's
It has suction cups.
Hey,
maybe a squid.
Lyle, can I cut one of your dates'
suction.
Arms off?
Suction.
Go ahead, man. Such a small bag.
Cut one of her arms off.
Why didn't you ask her?
Wait a second.
This is the most misogynistic thing we've ever done.
Hey, check the legs. Does one of them not have suction cups?
Oh, careful. She might have that starfish disease where they rip themselves in half.
That's
true.
That's just how you tell No, it's not. Never mind. It's an octopus. No, wait, is it her? No, it's an octopus.
We can only
an octopus.
We'll retcon. She says, go ahead. It'll just grow back. I'll grow a sister.
Octopuses, when you can't tell male or female, because one of the males, one of their legs will be missing, for a little bit, have missing suction cups. That's their dick.
Oh,
okay. Alright then.
Can't they like launch it?
Something like that, yeah.
Some of them have sperm darts.
They can tear their own leg off. And
yeah, I think some squids also have like sperm darts.
Yeah, that's how you tie them off. Just you put them right.
Anyway, sperm darts.
Part of their dick.
We're talking about animal physiology, though.
It's actually fascinating.
I'm going to Google squid sperm darts.
So while you guys are partying,
throw my dick.
And Alex is driving. You get a phone call. Alex.
Don't answer your phone while you're driving.
I'm sorry. It's not a sperm dart. It's called a love dart.
Don't answer the phone while you're driving. That's not safe.
You're right.
No, it's a self-driving car. Yeah. A truck. It's smart.
He can go hands-free.
Would you like to go hands-free for the call?
Yeah, driver. Put it on speaker.
All right. Hey there, po' boy. It's Pincer.
I'm sorry, I just found this headline from 2012. Squid injects woman's tongue with sperm bag as she eats in Korea.
Oh, boy.
Yep, Pinsa, did you call to talk to your the love of your life? You couldn't. You miss him already?
No, I'm only in the cockpit. You guys are partying in the back.
Oh yeah, you're in the cockpit, all right. Bet you are. You want another guy? You want Dirty Lyle's cock
in your pit?
Your dick in his dick.
We're gonna dock, baby.
I'm so happy about this.
I met this really great starfish pincer. She's a Pisces, and she was telling me.
And now she's got a sister.
Yeah,
that's great.
She was telling me all about her glass blowing business.
Glass blowing business?
Yeah, she makes these really great art pieces. It's really cool.
The unidentified woman reportedly experienced a quote pricking and foreign body sensation quote while she chewed and spat the squid out. She had to go to the hospital when she felt severe pain and several quote small squirming creepy crawlies in her mouth. Doctors found that the squid had left 12 small white spindle-shaped bug-like organisms in the mucous membranes of her tongue and cheek.
Well, there you go.
Glass blowing.
Don't eat live squid, ladies and gentlemen, the listening audience.
Yeah, this has been a...
Okay.
This has been a PSA of something. I'm too disgusted to think of what it could be.
Yeah, we're partying!
Partying! So, anyway, guys.
Pinsir, she's totally cool. She's totally cool with being Polly. And I think we should invite her into the relationship.
So wait, if I cut her arm off, if I cut her arm off and made a sister, does that make me her sister's father?
Sure.
I got a child. I got a daughter.
Oh, congratulations!
Oh, thanks, man.
I have 12,000 daughters.
Is it weird that my daughter is in a relationship with our cousin, with our two cousins?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Oh, man.
You gotta keep it in the family.
Guys, can I talk, please?
Oh, all right, Pinsa, I forgot you called.
he just stood there. He has, like, this, like, just destroyed
look on his face. Pinsa, did you see my video?
That's why I'm calling you.
Pinsa, listen. I just wanted first.
How
to tell
many
you.
Girls do you have in there?
12.
13!
Oh, 13 now.
Well, 12 and one on the way.
She's not quite a girl
what?
Yet. Well,
never mind.
My daughter is being grown.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, hey, you know, it's a big day for you, Pinsy. You know, your first, you know, it's, you started the day off. Completely single, but now you're in a polyamorous relationship. I'm really proud of you,
with
man.
The mother of my daughter.
Okay, thank you.
Anyway,
I have some bad news, Big Slice.
What's the bad news?
The cops recognize it.
I don't give. That's not bad news. I don't care.
Well, it's bad news because they know where it is on the highway.
Oh.
I just got word that the cops are headed your way.
But we're not there anymore.
Yeah, we're gone.
No, they know where you're going.
Fuck.
Well, we're just going to have to kill them.
Oh, I was going to say we go somewhere else, but that works too.
They seem to be heading in your direction.
Wait.
And that's what I got.
Or Dirty Lyle's got to kill them.
Oh. Sounds like a solo mission for Dirty Lyle.
Got to kill them all.
He's got to add. He's got to add to that hermit crab shell. All the right.
Kill the shit out of them.
Why don't we
murder those cops?
Because they know what we look like. That's obvious.
Well, how far out are they, Spencer?
They'll be there in the next hour.
Well, they don't know what Dirty Lyle likes because he's a new part of the family.
All right, here's what I'm thinking, boys.
Why did I go southern?
I don't know. We'll take care of it, Pinsa. Don't worry.
Wait a minute. I got an idea. Because you got that shell.
Yeah.
You could pretend that you're a cop.
That's true.
I could totally pretend that I'm a cop.
Well, this is what
you
I was just saying.
You have a shield or something, maybe? Like a
badge?
Yeah.
Well, why would he have a badge? He's not a cop.
Uh-huh.
I totally don't have a badge.
Okay, that's good. That'd be weird.
I was going to say, we let him off here. Yeah. And then we drive Big Boytha off the road. Yeah, Parker, yeah, a little ways away. Yeah. Turn out the lights. Uh-huh. Go all like stealth like. And then we let Lloyd, Lyle here,
by the way,
do the work. And we'll stay close by in case he needs help.
All right. So you go there and you pretend that you're a cop, right? Can you do that?
I think I can manage it.
By the way, I think they know what the truck looks like. Because one of our guys...
Okay.
One of our crawdads... Mm-hmm. Found this outside the window.
What?
By the window and stuff, by our depot. It's a badge.
There was a cop watching the entire time.
God damn it.
Alright, so we gotta pull it to the side and put a top over it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Alright, so I'm gonna pull off the road.
Alright, so you know how to pretend to be a cop? There was real dickhead.
Alright, I'll be the...
Be like the worst you could ever be.
The and shittiest. Just,
if you want to hide the machine gun turrets on top, you might want to press the button over there on the right that says, machine gun turrets.
That doesn't just use it.
Alright, I pressed the button that says machine gun turrets. Oh.
I thought it would right. use it.
So, just remember... If you need inspiration,
yes, a double tap. That.
You got a big blue lobster dick waiting for you when we get home,
and you got a nice, beautiful starfish in your way waiting for you to come home.
And I want you to meet my daughter.
I love you, Pinsir. I love you, Sheila. I kiss the starfish and like unstick her from me and stick her on the wall.
Pinsir's goes, careful, guys. Give me an update when you. When you're done with the stupid police.
All right, can I go back to the fucking?
Well, no, we got to be ready in case Dirty Lyle needs some help.
Have you forgotten? That's how Big Slice gets ready, and he hangs up.
All right, so I pull over, turn off the truck, turn off the lights.
Shall I engage camouflage mode?
Yes.
The big curtain just comes around.
Boytha. I think I love you.
What is love?
I'll teach you.
This is getting creepy.
While he's out, can I try to make another repair check?
Yes.
Fix her up.
Teach Bertha how to love.
That time is a 10.
All right.
Or an 11 with his plus 1.
You repair it.
Oh, there you go, girl. Good as new.
The 10 for fucking. 100%
efficiency.
I rolled a 10 for fucking.
You do very well.
Not crit, but
not a crit success. You don't make those ladies want to stay with you the entire night. But you.
Oh.
They're satisfied and happy.
That's all you. That's,
they're actually that's impressed that you can take on 10 women at once.
That's all that counts.
All right, I'm carrying the oyster around on my back.
So, Lyle is walking down the road toward the oncoming convoy of cops, like trying to slap himself sober.
I open it like a book.
Gotta stick this, put on the light.
So, cop cars are closer. They see you.
And all right.
She's her own aphrodisiac. Wow.
Now, are you guys watching him?
Yeah.
Okay. But you can't... But they,
I've got
they,
one of those, like, pirate telescopes.
Unless they crit a...
We're not listening. We're watching.
Okay. They told me to go pretend I was a cop, so I'm going to go pretend I'm... I'm going to go tell them I'm a cop.
The worst of the worst.
One of the cops gets out. Wow.
Yeah. How you doing?
You went
Officer
undercover
Martin.
With your real name?
Yeah, why not? I'm not a smart cop.
No.
I also went undercover with my badge.
I'm sorry.
Wearing a shell made of police riot shield.
You know what?
No, I love it. Keep it.
Wow. Okay, so.
Yeah, Officer Martins.
What the hell are you doing out
here? Okay, listen. I'm in the middle of a deep cover operation here. I think that I'm onto something really big. I can't have you and all the convoy here coming and blowing it. You know what I mean? This is like total, like, RICO shit. We might be able to get, like, federal charges on these guys. And they're extremely, extremely dangerous.
Uh-huh. Fucking large boys, isn't it?
You know them?
Every cop knows them.
That's kind of surprising, because every cop they've come across, they seem to kill them. All right, so yeah, I'm gonna roll my bullshitting. Basically, like, you know, you can't interrupt my mission. These guys are really dangerous, and I'm in deep with them. So you know, back the fuck off. And that's a 12.
Yeah.
They accept it, and they're like, all right. Is there anything that you have to have us do?
Listen, just...
Why isn't he killing them?
I don't know.
You can't harass them. They're very well armed, and they will kill you, and they will make you into Cajun food.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, okay.
Come on, Martins, you got a wife and kids. You're a year from retirement. Don't fuck this up.
Maybe he's like that.
Should we sneak up on them and kill them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, no. We gotta give him a chance to prove himself.
Let me guess. They want you to kill us.
Think they do want me to kill you, yes. I mean,
we gotta at least, like, all right. Just in case he fucks it up. So,
well, that's why we're hanging out here. And then if it goes south.
What?
Pretend to do it.
Okay.
We'll make it convincing.
All right. In that case,
kick out of your shell, fucker.
I'm gonna say, Dirty Lyle reaches back and he takes down two of the police riot shields.
Oh yeah,
there we go. Like, sharpened on one edge.
That's right.
And he starts like tornadoing through the whole group. Yeah. Like, oh man, look at this go!
He's not actually hitting them, but they pretend they go down.
Right.
Bring back one of their heads!
Wow, it's not even like touching them. Then
I gotta make it convincing.
One of the cops before he gets one, because they
10.
they hear bring back one of their heads, goes into the cop car. They actually have a guy in custody and they just cut his head off.
What? Damn,
they're dirty.
They're worse than we are. See, this is why we just kill them.
Well, I mean, we're gonna go.
That's gonna be some good eating.
We're gonna, you know, go get them and eat, and then
yeah, double check as well.
Here.
I come back. I one of the cops has like he's eating his lunch and there's like a bottle of ketchup.
Yeah.
And I grab the ketchup and like spread it all over my shields.
Yeah. That's oh. Yeah.
And I come back with the head like huffing and puffing.
Well, you did good work.
That was some good work.
That was some all good right. Cop killing.
We gotta get out of here.
All right, we gotta go.
Four more cops show up because I'm pretty sure that they're gonna give me the chair.
Well, we gotta
collect their bodies so we can make some dinner.
Yeah.
No time.
Yeah, hold on. Plenty of time.
There's always time.
Well, at that moment, there's an explosion happens in front of the cop cars.
What?
That's what I meant. I sent an explosive charge. Incendiary.
Damn.
Took care of all of them.
Well, ended up in pieces. That means easier to get.
Pre-cooked.
Yeah.
Grandma, you could work with that, right?
No, it's
roll your bullshit for them.
The explosion. The explosive is too powerful. It vaporizes.
Roll your bullshit.
Everything on site.
If it's bullshit, nine. You get 3. Oh, you did wrong.
I did.
But you're still in. You still get a plus two because of him.
What?
Okay, in that case, 10.
I guess we would roll 2 to see through it. Ooh, that is 10. 11.
6.
Oh, we got a plus two from before or 2 or.
I don't make it.
I got 11.
What?
Do we get like a plus 2 for whatever or a plus
you,
1?
Yeah, you get a plus 2.
All right, 11.
Oh, then 12. Just plus 2, then 12.
They're seeing through it.
I'm not. All right, let's get going. I start getting back in the truck.
No. That makes no sense.
I'm sure there's got to be some pieces left. Even if it's just their shells, I could make a nice, a nice stock. A nice bowl.
Hold on. I'm gonna have one of the cops help you.
How?
What? Well, they still have the body of the other guy.
Right.
So if this had an explosion, it's going to land next to you.
Okay, that's one person. I need to get the roll.
Why are you going to roll? You're the GM. Just say it happens.
So one of the cops lifts the body. He's just as strong as you.
Damn.
And throws the body.
Okay. See, look.
That's plenty of good body. So that's
plenty of meat.
Plenty of meat. That's plenty. Let's go. Let's go and get some meat.
The other, there must be. If this one survived intact, then there must be others.
Let's go, Rams.
I mean, I didn't want to say this straight away, but it was a dirty bomb. That's why they call me Dirty Lyle.
What's that mean?
It's radioactive.
Oh, we don't want to eat none of that.
That's true. That's when you grow, like, extra arms and dicks.
Oh, God. Not the good kind.
And not the good kind of dicks.
Oh, not where you want to grow. Okay.
Think about dick fingers.
Why the hell?
Dick claws.
Listen, I grab Dirty Lyle. Why the hell would you radiate the perfectly good meat to eat? You know, we've been telling you how much we enjoy eating cops. And then you go ahead.
I think I know why.
Well,
because
hold on.
Now we got
out of character, Meyer. You guys were horrified last time that they were eating crabs.
Well, was that you didn't say you were crabs.
Okay, well, some of them were crabs. So
not all of them.
That's true.
So now we can make this cop into something delicious and. Maybe bring it and drop it off at the precinct for the other cops to eat.
Like a pie. So
that's fucked up.
So get the radiated
pie. Donuts.
Like the radiated cop pie? Get them?
That's right. And then they're going to eat it and they'll be irradiated and they'll go dicks all over their heads.
All right. Then we call them dickhead cops.
All right, so I'm gonna cook this into a bisque.
But next time, listen, Lyle. Next time... No radiation.
That is
all right. You got it. Slice. No radiation. Next time.
Pretty good.
Next time, I won't irradiate anybody.
This is a radiated cop bisque.
It's fucking all right, dude. It's fucking all right.
I rolled a 12 up for my intimidated.
Let's see if I can resist that. I cannot. So
it's not my best work because I couldn't taste it.
Dirty Lyle pees a little.
It's not my best work because I couldn't taste it.
Oh,
it's
radiation.
I'll just take it.
No.
All right. The radiation.
Radiation. All right, so I'm going to get going. Where are we heading next?
And now I grab the starfish and stick it back to his face.
We got to go to the nearest precinct and drop off this bisque.
Oh, all right, so I
drive, get out of your
I drive to the nearest precinct and drop off so we can drop off the bisque.
Okay.
And I just put a note on it that says, from Duck Hops.
Yeah. That we head to our next destination.
All right, cool. Roll drive.
From the cops, thank you for being a friend.
So we get a plus. What's our bonus right now?
I think two, right?
Your hottie.
Two? In that case, nine.
Okay. Drive that instant for a little while.
Not everyone. Mm-hmm.
Let's say that you make it to Pennsylvania.
All right, boys, we're in Pennsylvania.
Okay. Sars. Sardinia.
Pennsylvania. You guys made that up, not me.
And the god attached would say, "Thank you for being a crab."
So where do we have to go to pick up the stuff? Ralph Head, right?
Yeah, but first you had the... Yeah, little Ralph. Oh.
That's New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. We stopped in New Hampshire after we picked the stuff up.
I don't remember.
I think we go there first and then go to...
Yeah, we had to go to New Hampshire.
So we went to Pennsylvania and then go to New Hampshire.
Or are we just in New Hampshire?
Well, nothing's in order, so Pennsylvania goes into New Hampshire.
All right. We're getting close to New Hampshire, boys. All right. But be careful, because that means we're getting close to them pigs.
Yeah. You mean the cats? Because they're in a pond.
Roll. Navigate.
We have a plus two.
Yeah. I would say it's about like. Let's say it's plus one by now.
Oh, then only 13.
Roll that beautiful beam.
Only 13.
Yeah.
Jerk.
I'm sorry.
You absolutely notice the road closed sign for where you need to go.
Does it say what is like construction or just road closed?
Road closed.
Fuck it.
That's what I'm waiting. Big Boy, do you know why the road is closed up ahead?
It does not say.
Oh, I know that. I could read. I was wondering if you knew anything else, honey. You're so smart. Oh, can I roll no shit? Do I know why this road is closed?
Sure.
With my plus one, that's 12.
Beer spillage.
Oh, we're just going.
Yeah.
Fuck it. I just drive through the road closed sign.
And I'm going to stick them. I'm going
to. Oh, yeah, boys. There might be some beer on the road up ahead, so get your mugs out.
I'm going to hang out the window with a mug.
Did you just, like, pull it off your chest?
Yeah.
just keep your mug hanging.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You guys get some beer off the road? Is that from the spilled truck? While they're cleaning it up?
Oh, wait. You know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna lower the cow catcher so it's, like, right at ground level. And so as it's driving, it just sprays beer up.
I'm gonna take a big hose. I'm gonna stick one end in because you can't stick a mug out the window because you're driving. I'm gonna stick the one.
Excuse me. I could stick a mug out the window.
But hey, it's not safe. You should keep your eyes on the road. So I'm gonna stick a hose in his mouth. On the other end of the hose.
Luckily, it's a Crab Riser Bush. Vehicle, so you guys gonna get some
So one end of the hose in his mouth
and
one
micro brews.
And one end of the hose into the beer.
So thanks, brother.
I figured gentlemen like yourself would be like a crab drinking kind of beer.
Crab kind of beer. People. I guess I am a crab drinking kind of beer.
We're working people. Class crabs. Yeah. We gotta go for that Mountain Dew or crab juice.
No, I'm a crab.
Everyone else is 5:30. Give me a break.
Mountain Dew or crab juice. Part of the night goes to Alex for crabs blue ribbon.
All right.
Fucking tweet.
No, I was about to. You can. Okay.
All right, then. There's a little problem, though.
What?
You're getting stopped.
For what?
By whom?
By the police.
You mean they're attempting to stop us.
Yeah, well, the police cars are surrounding the truck.
I already said the cow catcher was down.
All right.
Just keep going.
Okay.
Boys, hold on.
All right.
You want me to roll drive?
You hear, please stop your vehicle.
I'll
road is closed.
I'll pop off a couple of shots with my flintlock.
Holy shit!
I'm going to jump onto the old gun.
See if they dive out of the way.
They don't.
We're plus two still, right?
Plus one.
Okay. You get him. You shoot a couple of cops with your flint pistol.
I got an 8.
Myers going for the big guns.
You hit him.
All right.
Do I need to roll drive?
You have the roll drive just to go through them, so you don't need to quit or anything.
Oh. 9.
Okay. you crash right through them. No damage. All right, then. You get right by them. You kill the cops. You get beer and... Hey, nothing.
Fuck you.
As we drive by, I just flip them off.
What were you doing? Dirty Clyde, what the hell were you doing? How come you weren't killing any of the damn cops in our way?
I'm sorry, I was drinking too much crabs.
Oh, my gosh.
That crabs is pretty good, though.
Didn't I tell you at the beginning of this dang mission...
Have you ever had that box root beer?
We're testing you.
Oh boy.
Didn't we tell you we're testing you on this mission to see if you were qualified to be part of this thing?
What is it, honey?
And how many cops have you killed?
I figured out not enough.
I just killed a whole crowd of them before.
I figured out where that delivery was
nowhere
going.
Even near your quota for cop killing.
That beer delivery was going.
Oh, where?
Well,
every chance you get, you gotta kill
a cop. It wasn't actually delivered, it was stolen.
Okay.
By Humans.
Okay.
You're going to Humburg.
Wait, I thought we were going to...
New Hampshire.
The town Hamburg. Humburg.
In Hampshire?
No, in Pennsylvania.
Okay. Well, we're just going to keep going through.
So, you know, there's Humans.
Thank you, honey. Be prepared for us to kill some Humans, too.
Oh, God.
We'll kill them just like we killed the cops and just like we killed those lobsters. It ain't no nothing.
Wait. You got those radiated bombs, too? We can
throw them at the Humans.
We could? Yeah.
Sure.
Get those radiated bombs.
Those radiated bombs I don't have. Those
I gotta build some
Humans hate radiation.
All right. Rolling at minus six.
I do have surplus military weaponry.
Okay, so minus get to build it. So minus three without radiating your bro, without radiating everybody in the truck.
All right, that's five.
Damn it!
You don't do it.
Do I irradiate? Can I do it? But irradiate everybody in the truck?
I mean, you could, but you're gonna irradiate yourself.
I mean,
you're gonna get everybody in the radiation sickness.
I gotta prove to these guys that I've got the skills, so.
You could just not do it and just say, I used it at the cops and I don't know if I have any more.
But he just said, yeah.
He made his choice, Will.
Yeah, I gotta irradiate everybody.
Damn it.
Okay.
You're gonna kill us all.
Anyone else feel a little glowy?
I got a picture.
Is there a problem?
I'm like, drunk.
Am I hurting you?
It's like a...
I feel like I'm growing an extra dick.
Yeah, not the good kind.
No. I'm asking you, as you're sitting there, like, really rubbing. Like,
no, I'm fine.
Why would you be hurting him?
Oh, because Ed's doing his thing where, like, I hurt his head or something. Like,
no.
Oh.
No, I just have neck pain.
You know what I was thinking? You know, he has those radiated bombs, right?
Uh-huh.
He says that, you know, it's not safe for when he set it off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's carrying it around him, right? So, like, is that, like... You know.
They probably got some like shell around them. Yeah, yeah. Safe.
Who's telling us at radiation level? I mean, he'd be ready his own self.
Wait, what was that, honey?
Radiation level spiking, critical warning.
What?
Lyle!
What the hell, Lyle?
What's with all the radiation?
What? Oh, God. You know what?
Radiation at critical levels.
Critical? That's not good.
What? Do something, honey!
Must vacate vehicle.
What?
All right, I pull over.
Guess where you are?
Humans are <all right. laughs>
We're in the middle of Humburg!
I'm sorry, guys.
Wait a minute. Let's just open the windows and keep driving.
And just throw the ball
out. Let it all vent out at the
and,
Humans.
And throw the radiation
bomb.
Right.
You must exit
you
me.
Must.
I can vent it.
No, vent it on the Humans!
You will die.
What?
I don't this understand.
How's that working? If we had to vent it. If you vent it, we're outside. You're going to vent it onto us.
If you're going to vent it, we're better off staying inside.
It's still coming from inside, so you're still...
But yeah,
it's
going
to hit you.
Either way, we're irradiated.
Just keep driving.
I say we let her vent it, and we just drive through town.
Keep driving.
So she vents radiation as we go.
And throw the bomb behind
her. And throw the bomb.
Yeah.
That way we get rid of all the radiation.
Excuse me, computer, whatever your name is.
It's Big Boitha.
Big Boitha.
Please be respectful.
Oh, really? Is it Boitha herself?
This is Boitha.
Boitha.
But Big Boitha, where is the meat? Let me ask you something. Where's the middle of, like, the city where we're driving through?
In about 1 minute.
All right, let us know that, and that's where we'll drop it.
Boom. Yep.
Epicenter.
Should I make a drive check?
Yes. You're not feeling well. Minus two.
That's fair. Well, minus one, because we have a plus one from Ed's food before. So with minus one, that's seven.
Okay, so you're driving okay. You're not driving great.
That's fair. I am suffering from radiation sickness.
Oh, God. You're getting probably radiation burns and...
Remy, your daughter.
This turn, you guys are
going to be some kind of freak.
Oh, all the girls are still in the car. Probably not.
Man, they probably left when we killed the cops.
What about my daughter?
You guys get minus one of your rolls.
But what about his daughter? She was growing.
She got minus one to her rolls.
The vivid description. What, bring me?
Can you tell me? What's wrong with her?
Jeez.
I'm sorry.
She's got minus one. You
have minus one. Mr. Kisawa, the test results are in.
What is it?
It's not looking good.
Don't tell me. Minus one.
Oh, you're wrong.
Oh God!
it's an ongoing penalty. How long? I'm so sorry.
For how long?
It's indefinite.
Oh no!
Until the end of the next session.
That's practically forever.
But the last session was like a year ago.
It's okay, honey. We'll get through it.
Daddy, I rolled.
And I'm afraid that...
Oh, God.
It's cumulative with the last diagnosis I gave you.
It stacks.
God. Wait, that means it's minus two.
That's correct.
Minus one her roll.
For those of you listening, Will has left the room.
Oh, man, Will.
It's really a shame we don't do cold opens. Because that would be a great cold open.
Yeah.
She's like a leg. What else? Like when she's not rolling very much dice to begin with.
She stopped growing.
Oh no!
So she's.
She's dead?
No, so she's like one arm?
She's just a, like.
So wait, but is she. So she's sentient. So she's like.
All she is now is after our
sentient. She's just.
She's been slowly growing and.
Now she's stopped.
Now she stopped growing.
So whatever she is now is what she is?
So what state did she get to when she stopped growing?
I don't know. I
well, you're the DM! You got to create the pick A for us! What does she look like? What are you rolling? Minus one?
just picture her normally, and then minus one.
What was
she was a
like?
Starfish arm.
She was
So it was regenerating into another starfish.
So she had, you know, two arms and...
So she's two arms.
That's it?
Okay.
it might come back and just... She's not growing right now.
Okay. But the important thing is she has minus one to all of her rolls.
Yeah, minus one.
So if you are missing, starfish have what, eight arms?
Something five.
So
usually five.
Yeah. Five. So if you are missing 3/5 of your body.
That's a pretty lenient penalty, actually. There are plenty of worse penalties.
Right. Daddy, why am I rolling minus one?
It's because you're missing 3/5 of your body.
Oh, no. Well,
it should have been a crit, but I lost one.
Will I be like this forever?
I don't know. It's up to Will.
He's our god now. All right, well, ladies. ladies and gentlemen, that has been this episode of the Bloody Crab. Oh, I hope you guys listening enjoyed the last 5 minutes as much as I have. I think they enjoyed it plus one.
Tell us if it's plus or minus.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of...
And press 3 to tell Eric to shut the fuck up.
3.
Press 4. We should bring back cold opens.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. So we're venting radiation.
Yeah. I
got a 7.
make another drive check.
Another drive check?
I remember.
Look at my rolls. Oh, God, that's not good. 4.
Oh, man, we got the minus one.
I got the minus one itis.
What was it?
4.
Yeah, 4.
You get woozy and you crash a truck into the side of a building.
Oh, God. Whoa. Oh, I'm awake, guys.
We got the bomb, right?
Yeah, we got the bomb.
Drop it!
Alright, I'm pushing out the bomb.
I got it! I'm lifting the bomb!
roll it.
Alright. Minus one.
Yeah, minus one, of course.
I got a 9.
9. Okay. Yeah, you do it. You lift up the radiated bomb.
Throw it.
Okay.
At the mid, whenever
is it point. Timed?
I guess.
Yes, it's a timed mine.
How much?
Enough that we get away.
I'm saying maybe like 30 seconds, so we can
get a large marge. Is that once again?
No,
big boy. Is that once again minus one? Fracture.
Many children struggle with getting minus one to our
Now all of whom are
for just 5 cents a day, you can help a child who is struggling, having minus one to all their roles.
You can help a child negate their penalty.
I'm Sally Struthers.
That's right, humans. Now you're gonna have minus one
to all your roles.
Yeah.
Oh, no child should ever have to live in a world where they have minus one to all of their roles.
Together, we can negate dice penalties for all children. All right.
And then, like, no kids just rolling and... they roll...
I would have. Little Johnny was born with minus one to all of his roles.
No one was to play with me.
I have to roll a 7 to play, and I keep rolling a 6.
No one wants to play the game with me because I always fail my rolls.
Turn this critical failure
into a critical success.
No one will.
Should we just end it there?
No.
No.
We have to get this fucking...
We haven't even picked up the goods.
So we have to... We didn't hit one of the 3 plot points that you outlined for us yet. We should just keep throwing more.
We actually... Like, alright, the first half hour was completely on us.
Yeah, but that's like an hour.
The past hour, we've been trying to just get to New Hampshire.
It's a top-heavy game.
We've been trying to get to New Hampshire, and you just keep, like, insisting on stopping us.
All these cops.
You gotta stop. There's cops on the road. Nope. You gotta stop. The road's closed. Nope.
We're trying to do our fucking job.
For the motherfucking crap.
And now we have minus one. All
right.
We're irradiated.
Okay.
All right. Let's get back on track. We drop the bomb.
You guys get through the town. You guys vent.
We vented during the town.
Yeah, so we vented in the town.
We vent in the town.
We just leave a cloud of poison behind us.
You have basically destroyed all the Humas in Humberg.
Well, good.
Yeah, good. Minus one.
They like eating crabs.
Also, the only guy left is the bald guy from RoboCop who gets hit by the truck.
All of a sudden,
we run him over a boy at a time.
The big boy
and
guy
just
look
pulls
out
up on the street. You might want to watch this.
And
oh,
then
what
it
is
fucking
it?
Just like turns into like it turns into like mush.
And it just the city's gone.
Wow, that was a hell of a bomb.
Pretty,
Lyle,
scary,
that was
didn't it?
Yeah,
that was a hell of a bomb.
I think that's the I think
wow,
the
yeah,
was the reason I have like,
on the map?
Like you know.
So us venting the radiation didn't matter,
like
because the bomb leveled the city.
Yeah, like you know, like body horror.
The city is leveled.
That's like body horror shit. Like fucked me up. I guess from that, I think RoboCop fucked me up as a kid.
Congratulations!
All right, we destroyed the city.
We destroyed the city.
It was RoboCop and Extreme Ghostbusters.
Now. You guys might want to, at the rest stop, you guys probably might want to, like, I don't know, rest.
We have a house on wheels.
Yeah.
Why are we stopping? You made a point that we all have our own rooms, and the truck can drive itself. All
right. I'm gonna kick out these radiant bitches and get some more.
That's what we're stopping for.
Fucking, right? Or partying. Doesn't matter. No, man, minus one, right?
Do we still have minus one?
Yeah.
No.
Then minus one for the rest of the day.
I got a set.
Damn.
I got a set.
I'm gonna, can I whip up some anti-radiation gumbo?
Yeah, you can try.
Everyone knows how gumbo is.
I rolled a set up for lead, getting some lead.
It's the sassafras that really does it.
That's three.
No.
You burned the roux, Ed. You burnt the roux!
No,
I ruined it.
You pull out the stuff for the gumbo and it's glowing.
Oh boy. Can I get any. Do I have any ladies at seven?
What?
Can I get any ladies at seven?
Where?
At the place!
The rest stop. We pulled over.
I can't.
To get out, to get rid of the irradiator.
You know, the plot point that
well,
you
unless,
outlined for
us. Because, I mean, I'm not sure if. Does Live get rid of Sheila?
You just said we were at a rest stop.
Is it the one in New Hampshire?
I mean, I guess we
said we got to New Hampshire, and I said,
"Oh, there's only pig ladies."
You guys are starting your pull up, your drive up to Will's
rest stop. That's not what you said. You said at the next rest stop, you guys should probably, you know, rest.
Yeah.
All right. So now you're at the rest stop.
All right. I'm gonna roll for ladies. Wait, but probably for Sheila, because I guess they're in a polyamorous relationship. That's fucking. Minus one. Minus one. That's a nine.
Nine. You need to pick up some ladies.
I'm gonna go see if I can find a drug dealer.
Do you keep Sheila?
And get some anti-radiation.
Yo, what do you want, man? Crack? Speed? Heroin?
No, I need some
Rad-X.
I need some Rad-X.
I'm gonna try to negotiate for some anti-rads.
Rad-X is preventative.
Did I get any more ladies, Will? How many ladies I get?
You got three.
10.
I also get 10.
It's a fun night.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, they're not radiated,
you guys,
so,
you guys
know,
find it.
It's better than
Do you woo them and seduce them with your heart-rending tale about having minus one to all your roles?
Yes. Military surplus the drugs, too.
It's very thorough.
Baby, it's just so hard, you know, because...
I take a note of that,
one.
Because...
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. No.
It's so hard.
I gotta find out who his supplier is and trace the drugs back to the top.
But, you know, I think with you, I can maybe negate my penalty.
You gotta ask the police.
You know, it's just. I just think at least I don't have minus one to all of my rolls.
So, yeah, it's always gonna lead.
Oh.
Ooh.
I'm sorry.
I didn't realize that was a sticking point.
I come back with like an armload of syringes.
Oh, God, thank you. I get it right in between my cut and this place.
So, you only fall because we get minus one?
So
what brings you crabs in here?
Wait, what is okay? What is happening now?
Is it a hog?
I thought Ryan was getting us rat away.
He is.
What's this guy now?
So who is this and who is he talking to?
He's talking to the ones who are not getting rat away.
The ones in the truck.
Yeah. What do you want? Who are you? What is this? Describe.
I don't know. I don't know where I was going with it. I lost it.
All right, I'm gonna fight him.
Is it a pig? It's a pig, right?
Pig, yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna fight him.
Okay.
Fuck him. 10. Because minus 1, right? So yeah. 10.
Until Ryan comes back with that rat.
Okay, 10. Yeah, you win.
Alright, I'm gonna slice him, yeah.
What are you crabs doing here?
Ooh, we can have Remy make some bacon.
Pork belly.
Oh.
That's
so good.
There's a truck next to you. The guy's just other person in the truck is just horrified and drives away.
Okay.
Making some bacon. It ain't a meal if it don't squeal.
Hey, Remy, can I get some pork belly, please?
I'm gonna make some chitlins and some pork belly.
Do we lose the minus one penalty? Or are we no longer irradiated?
You're no longer irradiated.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, that is 12.
Ooh, yeah.
Cook up some...
Cool. The vidphone rings again.
Hello?
It's
Pinsir again.
He's a painter with these...
What's up? Because...
You guys make it to the rest stop?
I don't know.
I don't know, did we?
These roads are not well marked.
We had a pretty hard time.
For no explanation.
Pinsir. For a while... We had minus one to all of our rolls.
It's all right. We got past it, though.
We recovered.
I don't want to do this anymore.
He's giving up.
Wow. It took one game for us to break Will.
No.
How many games have we run for you? And you're giving up after
He's
two.
Giving up.
Because you're still going on about the minus one.
It was funny.
It was really funny.
Yeah, we made it to the rest stop, Pinsir.
That's good. I didn't know this is what we were supposed to do, but we're picking up something other than drums.
Wait,
we're still transporting the Igbos, right?
Oh, yeah. The Igbos are still important.
I mean, it's for the Igbos.
And where are we supposed to be picking up them Igbos again?
In Ralph Head Carparado.
Who did I kill?
Okay.
I just killed a pig.
You killed a pig who might have been an informant.
Nah, he came up. He came with an attitude.
And if he was an informant, then good.
Yeah.
There should be a truck there. White truck. It says on it. Someone give me a random name.
Bill.
William Wilson.
It should say Wilson Enterprise.
Wait, is it that truck that pig you just killed got out of?
I don't know.
Is it?
For time's sake, I'll say no.
Oh, alright, that's good.
Good. Alright, and then what? So we find that truck and what?
And you're gonna add it to your cargo, because she wants that to...
Wait, so we just hook up the other truck?
Or you know what? Maybe we could give Big Slice his first chance to drive. He said he wanted to be a driver.
You want to drive that other truck, brother?
Drive, Slice?
I'll try. I pray to the goddess. Oh, beautiful, majestic crab goddess.
For somebody who's never driven before, wish she was minus difficulty bait.
Please. Bless me with.
Shouldn't you ask someone who has driven before?
Yeah.
Because Ryan has no context.
I'm asking as a game master himself.
Oh. Okay.
I mean, like, here's the thing.
You would just roll
I would say, as a trucker, he can probably drive, and you know, as long as there's nothing difficult happening.
Please. Guys, okay. Bless me with the ability.
So you just gotta roll two dice. Truck pass.
Right. If there's nothing like
that, my ancestors,
you know, like a gang of motorcycle lobsters or anything threatening
him,
some pointers for you.
Yeah, yeah.
That truck doesn't have anything fancy on the front.
Okay.
So don't go running through anything.
Okay.
Just stay on the road. I'm going to go ahead. Okay. So you just stay right behind me.
Okay.
Follow my taillights. And if anything's coming up, I'll radio you, all right?
Thank you.
And just if you have any problems, just call me up. I'm right one truck right ahead.
Right on the CB.
Okay.
You can do this. I got faith in you.
All right, my roll drive.
I'm just thank God I don't have minus one.
You know what this means?
No add-ons.
We've got a little old convoy
we
rocking
do.
Through the night.
I got
just like them good old days.
You got regular 9?
Regular 9.
There you go, man. You do 5, pretty 4. Good drive.
Kind of 9 is.
Oh, do I have to roll drive too?
Yes.
I got a 9.
Nice. All right, you guys get back off the road, and I had to start heading towards Carparado.
Oh, finally.
Carparado?
Carparado.
Carparado. Ralph's head.
Could have been Colorado.
Yeah, Colorado's better.
Yeah.
All right, we're not Colorado.
We're retconning.
We were, yeah, retconning the Colorado.
It's doggy.
And then, so we should probably call this actually, like, the road to Colorado.
Okay. I will make a note of that.
Hi, Monkey.
And then most of the game, we were calling it Colorado. Like, why is it Colorado? So at this point, if you're listening, now you realize
now you know
Colorado,
why.
Not Carparado.
Yeah.
If you
got,
if you made it this far.
If you made it this far.
And if you did, you're real thin.
You are the wheat and not the chaff. Or maybe you're the chaff.
We've separated one from the other. Which one we kept is anyone's guess.
The whole game, like, why is it Carparado? All right. Is this called
I want
Carparado?
You guys,
that's why we did it, to keep them listening.
That's true.
You guys do me a favor. I want each, I want all of you to roll right now.
For what?
How many dice? Just two?
Roll two dice. Everybody rolls two dice. Tell me your numbers.
Three dice.
Oh, God.
7.
8.
5.
5. Okay. All right.
Does Bokey give me a bonus?
I'm going to give you guys only two problems on the way. What?
I don't know logic.
I
want to know what's the logic.
I don't understand what.
Everybody failed it before obstacles. If nobody failed, there'll be no obstacles.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Okay.
So two people failed.
So two people failed. So
I guess
like
the 1 and the 5.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. So
two
obstacles.
No
two.
I rolled 2 dice and I rolled a 1.
Oh no! Do you have -1 syndrome again?
Yeah.
many people suffer a tragic relapse into having dice penalties.
Shoot -1 items.
So, what two things do we run into on the road?
Okay. First, I'm going to say bad weather.
Everyone relapses. You just gotta.
Okay.
Bad weather and.
I thought your penalty was in remission.
Well, let's deal with the bad weather first. Okay, so, what do we have to do?
Bad weather will. Alex has to roll his drive, and Myers to roll his drive.
What if I machine gun the clouds?
9.
9.
Okay.
9.
You guys navigate the slippery, icy roads. Yeah, it's a blizzard.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We're high in the mountains of Colorado.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. Just, this is Bobo to Big Slice. Come in, Big Slice. How you doing back there?
Big Slice, I'm right behind you, buddy.
All right, now just keep it nice and steady. Go slow.
Oh yeah.
And remember what I taught you about fishtailing. Just gotta go with it.
Oh yeah. Listen, I'm making the print. I'm gonna make that goddess proud. And then when I get back to the mount, the pincer, and I show him I can goddamn drive.
Slice, I'm proud of you, boy.
Thanks.
Okay, second obstacle.
What is it?
Which is?
You have... in front of you is a bunch of police cars.
I feel like we've done this before.
Yeah. Well, the cops trying to stop you.
It's like the ending of Vantage Point. They've got bulldozers.
Yeah, except at Vantage Point, he wasn't driving a gigantic truck with a cow catcher on the front.
Vanishing Point.
Yeah. All right, Slice.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of popo up ahead.
Oh, no.
Now, I'm going to
I'm going to tell you, you guys are on a icy road.
Okay.
You're on a mountainside.
Okay.
I would not suggest driving through that.
Well, then what... Okay, so we...
Will really wants us to stop and have an encounter with these
cops. We've killed, like, 10 cops.
This is the third time.
All right, so...
He really wants us to stop and have a fight with these cops.
All right, let's stop and kill these cops.
Alright, well, Slice, we're gonna have to stop.
Alright.
Yes. Because we can't go around, though, because that's the second round, the side of the mountain.
Alright, listen, we'll pull up, we'll have Kyle go, Lyle come back in and get his
blades. Does anybody feel like Kyle wants us to, like, stop and, like, have an encounter?
I feel like this is a sign from the crab god.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stop, and I'm gonna go to the loudspeaker on the truck.
Trying the whole cave to get you to do an encounter.
We did!
One!
What seems to be the problem here, officers?
We have a suspicion that
we've got two cops. Sets of cops. You've had two encounters with them.
That we have that this vehicle is carrying illegal supplies.
I have a suspicion on my own.
Oh, it's not. So you can just move out of the way there.
What? Listen. Why do we have three damn? It's over three fucking sets of cops. It's ridiculous. What's going on? It's like somehow they're tracking us or something.
Lyle takes a tracker out of his shell and tosses it down the side of the mountain.
Slash, you're just being paranoid.
I have a suspicion on my own. I think some cops are about to get shot by a flintlock pistol! And then I'm going to swing out the window and shoot.
Okay.
Eight.
Okay. I've noticed that Ed really likes shaking dice, but not rolling them.
The cop gets shot across the table.
All right,
like a shot.
You shoot a sardine.
All right, I'm gonna run up and fight. I'm gonna fucking slice him. I got a nine.
Got a nine. Let's see what you get. He got a nine. Oh. He blocks you.
Alright, I'm gonna hop into one of our machine gun turrets.
That son of a bitch.
Ten.
You take out two. Lyle.
Miles having his crisis of conscience moment. He's like, you know, looking to the police, and he's looking at you guys because you've welcomed him. You've welcomed him into your family.
Boitha, play Ride of the Valkyries on the loudspeaker.
You're looking around, right? Like you don't really do. Roll your notice.
Okay. Can I use three dice because I'm a narc?
Yes.
Okay. I notice all kinds of shit. That is eight.
Eight. You've noticed something up on the mountain.
Uh-huh.
What do I notice?
Something.
You notice explosives.
He says something.
Are these explosives like
meant to cause an avalanche?
Are they cop-colored explosives?
They're just set there.
All right.
Like it's a trap.
They're going to kill themselves?
If I
set to like where the truck is.
They really knew
exactly where.
Wow, that's really good.
They did set up a battery, so they would know exactly where we would have to stop. So if I set off the if they set off the explosives,
you're fucked too.
Fucked too.
All right.
And somebody, since you're a narc, somebody knows you're on that car, and they have explosives set.
It's like The Departed. You're in too deep.
I'm in too deep. Those sons of bitches.
You're not Leonardo DiCaprio. You're Matt Damon.
All right. I guess I'm going to have to... You're up in the turret?
Yeah, well, we have three of them.
That's right, we do. So I'm going to go up to one of the other turrets. And I'll start shooting at the tops of the
As you're having a crisis of conscience, you sort of sit down, you put your hand on the dashboard, and your hand hits the play button, and you start playing the sex tape of you and Pinsir, and you just look up at the video.
I realize that it would break his heart. If I had to tell him that I was a cop.
Yeah. See, I picture it like this. He's looking
in and out.
He's looking wistfully out the window, trying to figure out what to do. And he sees the explosives on the mountain. He just goes, "Oh fuck that!"
A minus one tenth starfish arm touches your hand.
Papa.
No, I'm the dad.
Yeah.
But she's stunted.
Uncle Lyle. So I can't help because I have to put an order on my
you guys can try and notice who has the trigger and try and figure out who has.
All right, yeah, I will try to spot the trigger.
Oh, wait, really important question. We gave my daughter anti-rads, too. How is she doing now?
She's doing fine.
Minus one?
Is she still at minus one?
I still have minus one.
Oh, she's growing
again? She recovered.
She's growing again.
Thank God. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
Good. You got three arms now.
Three. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, good. I was really scared for a while.
It's minus two now.
All right. I'm gonna try to spot the officer with the trigger. I got a six.
All right. Well, you got a nine. So,
so I can't see. All right. I'm gonna shout out to Pope. Po Boy, they got the mountain rig to blow. One of those cops has a trigger.
Then we better kill them all real fast.
All right. I'm with you.
I know! I never doubted that! It's not like you're a cop, too!
I'm gonna start hopping through and slicing with my cutlass.
Okay.
Hopping through the cops. That is seven.
Okay.
Six, actually.
You succeed, but you only managed to hurt one of them.
I'm gonna lift one of the cop cars and throw it at a. Is there like a. Yep. Is there a bunch of them? Whatever. I'm gonna throw it at the car. I'm gonna pick up the car and throw it at whatever the nearest, the biggest
okay. grouping of. Go right ahead.
No, that's not the best. And I got a seven.
Seven. Eight. They got an eight.
Oh, eight. I'm sorry. I got an eight. But
so they tied you. So they just. The car kind of just like bounces off.
No.
I got an 8 for making with the shooty shooty.
Shooty shooty. 8. So you just hit cars.
That's fine. It's satisfying. They can't leave now either.
I'm gonna go sneak in through the woods, and I'm gonna start moving the explosives over so that it causes a that takes out the cops.
I would think that would be swashbuckling.
I mean, I've got sneak.
Sneak works.
I'll use that.
How's that swashbuckling?
I'm gonna swing on a rope.
It's something Errol Flynn would do.
Yeah. I'm gonna move the ball. Swashbuckling. Minus one.
Nope. Six.
Okay. You do it, but do it poorly.
Okay.
Like it's gonna take you a while.
Okay, that's fine.
My
so
house is all
by me, okay. I before I duck out of the truck, I yell up to Po-Boy. Buy me some time.
I'm gonna try to find.
Okay.
Find the cop who has the trigger and pick his pocket.
Okay.
And my house is all ugly.
You do it, but. Poorly.
That is 10.
10.
Okay. His house is all nice and white, and my house looks like it's like.
You find him.
Ugly.
You find him.
He's yeah.
Trashed.
He's holding. He is holding it, but you can steal from him before he. And
you know what would be really great, Will? It's a dead man switch.
Oh, boy.
I like it.
You can just cut his arm off.
Yeah.
Okay. Dead man switch.
Yeah, it's stuck like that.
Yeah, if I cut his arm off, the muscle will still
work. You can do it.
Sure. That is 8.
I'm going to say it happens. I'm not going to defend that. You do it.
All right.
You save the truck. He screams in pain.
How many people are still alive?
Because you cut his arm off. What?
How many of them still alive?
It's about six of them.
Okay.
All right. Have I finished moving the explosives yet?
No.
Okay.
I'm gonna shoot more.
Roll again. Right.
He's got an arm off.
No, I only got a 5. Shooting's not my thing. Normally I just drive through them, but.
All right. That time I got an 11.
You realize that we don't have much time left.
Just pick him up and throw him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You realize you don't have too much time left, so you quit dicking around and do it.
I'm just gonna stop sneaking and actually just start moving them.
You guys see like flying barrels of explosives.
It's alright, well, I haven't done this yet, so.
He hasn't done yet.
Oh.
He hasn't rolled twice.
Nope, three times.
Three times.
I'm giving them actions. I'm only giving them, like, defenses.
So it's like five times, guys.
All right. So the... So he doesn't get the damage.
Are you looking for the one on your thing?
Big slice. One of the cops gets a shot on you. He rolled an 11. Can you take your hit, or can you...
What does that mean?
Jesus.
I didn't do anything.
No, I know. But that's a big piece of chair.
Yeah.
Fire.
What?
Roll toughness.
All right.
It's been breaking. It's not your fault.
All right. I feel bad.
That's weird.
I got an 11.
11?
Yeah.
Oh, you take the hit. What? Like a boss.
Thank you.
You get shot, but you get shot, and you go like, "What?" Like it does nothing to you.
Yeah, that's right. My shell's tough.
All
right,
I come charging.
You're bleeding.
What color?
But it did nothing to you.
That's good.
Are you bleeding?
I got no
are
minus.
You bleeding?
I got no penalties.
Alex,
yeah, you're bleeding.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Soak tip.
They're shooting me.
They're shooting me. One shot at you.
Yeah, I don't really have anything that can help. Six.
Really? No, it's been breaking.
Minus one.
Okay.
I come charging back down the mountain. Brothers! Brothers! Set off the explosives! Do it now! I'm gonna...
With
my cutlass, I'm gonna poke the arm so that it opens up and releases the bomb.
Okay. Bombs blow up, but not anywhere, not on the mountainside.
Okay.
Well,
where did you say they went?
I wanted to move them over so that when it triggered the avalanche, it would hit the cops instead
of
us.
Okay, yeah, okay, so does that. All right.
And then obviously I'll hop back to the truck.
So that means we have to drive through the avalanche before it completely blocks the road.
Am I bleeding?
Yeah.
No, it's, bleeding.
Better turn on the jets.
Yeah.
Is that one breaking, too?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Ed invites us over. We just ruined his dining room.
At least you're not throwing chairs around.
Yeah. Make me feel bad.
No, right. Mine's breaking, too.
The bombs cause an avalanche and knocks the cop cars off.
I gotta drive.
And standing there is just one lone police officer.
Well, I'm gonna get him.
Fuck him.
I'm gonna lift him.
I'm gonna lift him!
He's just sitting there, he's just standing there. He just takes his hands off.
I'm gonna lift him like 10. I'm gonna pick him up and toss him into my truck.
Into the torture?
Yeah, we do have a little U-Haul thing.
Yeah, we do have our torture U-Haul.
I'm gonna toss him into the torture room.
Okay. Go right ahead.
What are we at?
2.5.
All right.
You haven't even picked up the materials.
No, we did.
We got some random thing.
I thought New Hampshire. We got it.
This is it, though.
No, we haven't gotten there yet.
All right. Turns out the avalanche doesn't mostly clears when it goes.
Wow,
wow, that's a good.
They're really
avalanche.
Shitty. Dude.
Convenient.
That's a very convenient avalanche.
Yeah, let's go.
Well, it's actually more like
the blessing of the crab goddess.
So you actually use the cow catcher to kind of push him to the side too. So
it's fine. I'm driving.
Yeah, I'm behind you.
It's electrified, so we can just melt like
just melt it as we go.
It's electric. Boogie woogie woogie.
There you go. You get to you guys get to Ralphhead with no problems.
Oh,
what?
Nothing.
Problems.
We had a lot of problems.
there were lots and lots of problems.
There were many problems.
Yeah.
Well, finally,
we had like three comic counters.
I finally got
humans.
The counter I wanted.
We had like two lobsters, I think.
That random pig.
Yeah. there's a plenty of problems.
That pig comes over. What are you crap doing here? That's
fine. We got irradiated. There were lots of problems.
And now there's no problems.
So
So now you guys know, if you ever ask Will how something went, he tells you we didn't have a problem, he'd probably leave
it
some
stuff. Imagine how bad it would be if he said, oh, we hit a bump with
no more
own.
Problem.
Frodo and Sam got to Mount Doom with no problems.
No problem.
You guys have no more problems the rest of the way.
Alright.
You guys get the Ralph head, you guys get the, the hell was it called?
The Igbas.
The Igbas. And you guys get to bring them back to the motherfucking crab goddess.
We torture the shit out of the cop and then eat him later.
Alright,
oh, wait. Oh, yeah. We'll torture the cop?
You have to.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Dirty Lyle.
Dirty Lyle has to torture the cop. It's initiation.
Oh, God. We're into some reservoir dogs.
Stuck reservoir in the middle with you. And I don't know what it is I should do.
Let me see something.
Clowns to the left of me.
Crabs to the left of me. Oh, clownfish to the left of me.
You go to the U-Haul.
The U-Haul. I guess
crabs to the left of me. Lops just to the right.
Here I am
stuck in the middle.
He's not a friend.
Okay.
But he is from the precinct.
Oh, wow.
It's Martin's, isn't it?
No, it's not Martin. Martin's
zero.
Get along. This guy's just an acquaintance.
This is
Schmartin.
Yeah, this is Reservoir Dogs. We gotta cut his ear off.
Alright.
Oh, hey. Lyle does.
No, actually, he was just bleeding out, Lyle. We were like, hey, yeah.
This guy everybody just calls asshole.
Hey.
Asshole.
We gotta cut his ear off.
Dirty?
Shut up, asshole. I'm gonna go and take one of my riot shields and start cutting on him.
Alright, well, you want to find out?
You're there with the banjo. Here I am,
I fucking know how they were tracking us because I had the tracker.
Okay.
I want to shut him up before he tells these guys that I'm a cop.
So do what you have to do.
Cut right. His tongue out.
You killed the cop.
We'll just kill him.
I
and say he went overboard.
Never really saw Reservoir Dogs. We watched it one morning after staying up all night for a sleepover. It was like 6 in the morning, and Ryan's like, let's watch Reservoir Dogs. So I remember they were at a diner, and then someone was screaming because someone else was dancing around, and I was out for everything else.
He doesn't...
Oh, I think it was like...
You slice him?
Yeah.
And you nick an artery.
I think it was the boss.
All right.
I think the boss came.
He's going to bleed out.
Oh, no.
Good thing we put that drain in the bottom.
Yeah. I think I went a little overboard, guys. I kind
of... Well, you guys are outside, and all of a sudden the bottom of the thing goes...
That's all right. We'll get some meat out of it.
Hey, at least cook. Nothing wrong with that, Lyle.
Man, he's quite a bleeder.
Well, he's not radiated, so we can definitely...
Yeah. And we can use.
Well...
Is he, wait, what is he, a crab?
Or is yeah, he was a crab.
Okay, we're not good. Well,
we can save him.
Yeah, we can save him.
Yeah.
I think my crisis of conscience has passed because they were gonna kill me in the avalanche, and I decided that I'm not a cop.
You're one of us now.
You're a trucker.
One of us now. You're a big motherfucking trucker.
I'm
in it.
We had minus one together. We had bonds, people.
When you come out,
you gotta be in it to win it.
Welcome to the family.
Right, you big group hug. Narc to something else.
Former narc.
All right.
Welcome to the family, boy.
You could change narc.
Owner
to like,
John is in it.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
New member?
What's that do, though?
It's not gonna do anything.
I'm
gonna roll new member, guys.
I'll go with former narc because it still represents a skill set that I have.
As opposed to new guy.
Yeah.
Which is like a lack of skill set.
I have no skill.
I'm going to roll new guy because I don't know what to do.
Yeah. All right. You get 10. You don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, guys. So you guys pick up the drums and you guys head back to the motherfucking crab.
I'm going to take a different route back home.
Do that.
Alright, we've got a jet.
Oh no!
So what if we just like rocketed ourselves off the side of the mountain?
In short bursts.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. We have to get back to Crab Mountain.
You guys never checked what the other cargo was.
It was the boss's son.
No, Crab got us just to get it.
And we didn't ask.
It was military surplus weapons.
Well, we couldn't have used them anyway because the crab got us.
He
could have
used.
What was the boss's son?
No, the crab got us one of them. I would have killed him if he'd used them.
Okay, well, anyway.
What was the boss's Sunday?
I don't remember.
Mr. Pink?
No, that was a super show.
Like I said, I don't remember much of
Rest. It was Eddie, wasn't it?
Something like that, yeah.
Nice guy, Eddie.
Yeah, he was the one who killed the cop.
I was hoping about a bar fight at the Will's rest stop.
Mr. What's his name? Mr. Blonde is the guy who cut off his ear, and Nice Guy Eddie just shot him.
Yeah. Ed.
Yes.
Did you cook it up?
Because Mr. Orange
Pork Belly, right?
Killed Mr. Blonde.
And that happened.
That was a while ago.
Too long time.
And they were like, oh, he's talking. I don't care.
Yeah. Okay. That cop over there?
I'm sure I heard
that.
Yeah, that was back in New Hampshire.
That was back at the rest stop where you wanted us to have a bar fight, apparently.
All right. If you want to cook them something before they go home, you can, but...
I don't think it matters now.
Yeah.
I think Will wants this to be over.
Yeah, I do. So you guys get this...
Yeah, after the plus one and minus one.
There's a sharp gap.
You know what? Broke Will's spirit.
He took the minus one to his...
Problems on the way back?
Wait, actually no problems? Or like
No problems like the first half.
No problem.
I think he took a minus one to his, like, his him wanting to run this game.
His will to live.
Yeah. You get back, you...
I think he's at a minus five at least.
You drive up to the...
We are assholes.
You drive up to the castle. You're let into the castle.
Oh!
Grounds.
Oh, you're serious.
This is sick, guys.
Oh, you're serious.
This is going to be the greatest moment of my life.
They guide you to...
I'm going
to
cook something for the crab goddess.
A big crab.
No, I'm going to cook some...
Cop
and...
That's crab.
Pig. Use the pig.
I'm going to cook some leftover pig.
Of a pig.
And for the crab goddess.
Okay.
Oh.
Ooh. Oh, no.
That's five.
Take a taste of it.
It's gross. I can't serve this. I choked.
I understand.
Don't worry. It never happened.
I throw it out the window.
Try again.
Okay.
Remy, you got this.
That's 10.
All right. Much better. You give her a traditional Louisiana dish. That does not have crab in it.
It's some sort of like Cajun.
So we actually got to see.
Blackened pork.
We actually see.
You're not actually going to see the crab goddess. The crab goddess does not come out for deliveries.
Wait, that's understandable.
She came out for a party.
Could you tell me what she says about my black and Cajun?
I'm gonna roll party.
I'm gonna play music for the crab goddess. I'm gonna roll music in.
The guards are not impressed.
I got a 7 on my music in.
The guards tell you to turn it off.
I got a 10 for my partying.
They appreciate it. They think you look good partying, but they don't.
That's like a party.
What did the crab goddess say about my black and
these guys are like the. These guards are like the Bunyan's house.
So. Please let me sit here. Please. We're so close. I can feel her essence.
I guess you don't want to tell me what the crab goddess said about my Cajun pork.
We will bring it to her and see if she will. We'll see if she likes it. And we'll let you know.
I'm sure she's going to love it.
I'm sure. She doesn't look like a brother.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
She said one of the guards
looks at you and pulls you over. He goes, if she sends you an email with a video on it thanking you, it means it was awesome.
Okay.
Well, I mean.
If not, and it's just one of us telling you it was good, it was just okay.
Why would you tell him that? You are a terrible person. Why would you do that to my brother?
He just said he was going to kill himself. If
I don't get a video, I'm going to kill
myself. Come here, brother. Come here.
If I don't
Jesus
get a
Christ,
video,
man.
If I don't get a video, I'm killing myself.
You are terrible. If he kills himself, I'm coming here to kill you. Let's go, Randy.
The guards start laughing because they're like, yeah, right. You can never touch us.
I'm fighting him.
No, you're not.
Oh. All right, boy. You better hope she likes it then.
I'm going to intimidate him.
Before I kill myself, I'm going to help him kill you.
I'm going to stand up to him. I'm going to intimidate him. I'm like, listen, motherfucker.
We're wild bunching this.
I'm going to roll intimidate.
Meyer.
What?
He.
I got an 11.
Right.
You son of a bitch.
He opens up his, his shirt, and joke in like a cartoonish manner,
His muscles grow, and he grows.
That guy at 11 or 10.
He is ginormous. He is standing over you like you are nothing.
I'm big slut. I'm not afraid of anything.
Well,
he picks you up like you are nothing.
He picked up my brother?
That's
it. He picked up my cousin?
No, he doesn't hurt him. He picks him up and just...
It doesn't matter, Will. Will, you just did this. This is all on you.
No.
I'm going to shoot the guard.
I guess I'm going...
All right, here we go.
I guess I'm going up to the turret.
The Grand Goddess comes out.
This is all your fault. Well, she comes out...
That one appears on fighting in my eye!
Her voice.
He's like an angel.
It's so beautiful.
It's like music.
You see what you did to the... You made her angry.
Never been so It's so beautiful.
It's the most melodious thing I've ever heard.
Leave me my drums. Get out.
Yes, goddess. Well, of course.
I leave. I got the truck and leave.
I'm being lifted. I can't move.
No, you've never been put down.
All right. Can I lift the heaven off?
There's no more. You said there was no more incidents.
Then why did you
back to Crab Mountain? You say at Crab Mountain.
Yeah, well, I don't want there to be a fight there either. So
why did you make the guard such an asshole?
Because they're assholes.
Oh my god!
But if you didn't want us to fight the guard, you should, like.
See, here's the
have
thing.
You been paying attention?
I didn't think you're gonna fight. Just accept it.
Wait, they're player characters. The slightest inconvenience, if anyone gives them any lip at all, they're gonna kill them.
Have you been paying attention to the way we've been playing these characters at all?
Well, we've killed like 50 people. And that was just one of the first leg.
He killed that pig because the pig asked him who he was.
Yeah. A god pig came up and be like, hey, how's it, what are you doing here? And I killed him.
We killed a mountain today. There was an avalanche because.
You didn't think that him physically lifting and assaulting Meyer would have elicited some sort of response?
The crab goddess's powers.
Well, we got to see the crab goddess. She was gorgeous.
And her voice.
Her voice.
The most beautiful thing.
But Remy's adding that.
Alright, anyway.
Remy's adding that guard to his list, and he's going to find him one day and kill him.
Yeah.
I love you.
I'm going to lift him.
Brother.
Anyway.
We're all going to help you.
Anyway, you guys go back to.
Listen, he lifted me. I now know who he is.
We've got to kill that guy. Once
you know what true lifting is like.
We gotta find a way to get him out of the palace and then kill him.
Yeah.
You guys get back to the depot.
Let's make a blood oath.
Yeah.
All right.
Blood in, blood out.
Blood in. There we go.
Okay, you guys get back to Bubbleman's.
That man does not deserve to work for the guys.
Pince, are you in on this?
Depend on what?
No. He's not.
No.
He doesn't have the stomach for that anymore. He's a desk man now.
He's a taken man.
Businessman.
I mean, he's
not
got
a desk man. Business.
He's got. He's fallen. He's now has the love of his life.
That's true. He's got a lot to lose.
He's got dirty Lyle and. Shima.
What did you guys do?
We did our job.
Yeah, you had a job.
We did it well.
Petty,
let me tell you. Let me tell you something. Big Dirty Lyle. He might have fucked up a little in the beginning, but let me tell you, he proved himself. He's part of the family.
He fucked up a little bit in the middle too when he raided.
That's true. He up 2/3 of the thing. He really was fucked up.
It's fine. We fixed
it. Irradiated you?
Yeah.
Just for a little while.
We only had -1 for a little bit.
You look stressed.
No. I'm not stressed because of that.
But you are stressed.
I'm stressed because they got into a fight at the.
Listen, Lyle, he proved himself, he's a part of the family,
You guys know the stories, you know the guards are dicks.
Well, and then we're gonna, if they're dicks to us, we gotta kill them.
Yeah.
You don't kill the goddesses,
Guards!
I mean...
If they're dicks, we do.
Yeah, we do.
That's rule number three of the Big Boitha crew.
Yeah.
If you had killed one of the guards, you would have started war with us, with Bubblebins. It would have been just us versus the entire kingdom.
I think we'd be all right.
Yeah, just one guy. I think you're just overreacting. This is one guy.
Yeah, no, we didn't want to kill all
the other guys. Were fine. The other guys were nice.
Yeah,
they just stood there.
You kill one, they're all going to get involved.
I don't believe that for
You know, I think if he was as much of an asshole to them as he is to us, I think they'd be all right.
I think they're probably looking for it.
Anyway.
Let me claw one out for you, and then...
Yeah, you should stop. Yeah, go for it, Dirt. Or, I mean, Sheila...
You're lucky. You're lucky. Because you got a video message.
No. Listen.
Wait. Do you really want to know, Remy?
I have to know.
But listen, we've seen it ourselves already. With our own eyes. We heard it with our own ears.
We'll watch it together.
Okay.
We're with you, brother.
It's the crab goddess.
I don't have to kill myself!
Oh, God.
Oh, thank God.
You know what that means?
Party!
Remy Raccoon.
Her voice is changing. Her voice is changing.
That is not what it sounds
like.
Remy Raccoon! No, that's what we hear.
Remy Raccoon! There we go.
That's our crab goddess.
I gotta let you know!
She's going first, or just said your name.
Right.
She knows who you are.
Oh my god. Oh my goddess.
I've heard about your Cajun food from many other people.
Oh!
And I gotta say, it is delicious.
Oh my god, Remy, I am so jealous, brother.
Once a year, I would like this dish.
You're cooking for the goddess.
Once a year. That's amazing.
This date. You better mark it. Better mark it.
Or I will find you.
Oh,
I'm going to put it on my calendar right now.
You better mark it.
I don't know, Mom.
What was the voice I was doing?
And if I like it next year, I will probably want to open a restaurant right here on the mountain.
Oh my god.
I faint. Oh boy, faint.
I have a heart attack.
All of a sudden, you start hearing drums in the background of the video. It's the
all the drums.
Oh, no, I know. I fainted. I'm unconscious.
You guys did good work today. We did good work.
I had a heart attack.
It's just a big like a pile.
By the way,
we did it.
The police are a piece of shit, aren't they? I'm not hearing it.
Lyle realizes that he used to be a cop, and the goddess therefore considers him a piece of shit. So he has a heart attack.
Don't worry, boys. We're gonna go to war soon with the cops.
Pinch is the only one watching this right now. Because the heart attack, and I think so. So, bye.
Does anyone have any last Christopher Walken thoughts before we sign off?
I'm so sorry.